Starting out the show with tears in my eyes.
Hi. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
You guys are awesome. I hear you every single morning. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
I love all of you.
Wow. This is amazing. I'm talking to Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran.
Oh, sorry. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
It's true. Here we go. It is 9/11. 18 years past that day that changed our lives forever.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Every time I hear the Star Spangled Banner, I start to cry. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm a crybaby.
Goosebumps.
I know. Oh, well, so let me lay out the land for you. So here I am in Santa Fe getting ready. It's wedding week. I'm with Gandhi here in Santa Fe and Skiri and Nate are here. Back in New York, there's Danielle.
Hello.
Hi, Daniela.
Hi.
And I think Brody is there. And
not yet.
Scotty
he's on his
B,
way. Yeah.
And producer Sam is mm-hmm. there, I think. No, I don't know. Froggy's in a plane somewhere. We don't even know where we are. But anyway, we do know that we started our show with the Star Spangled Banner, as we have every 9/11 since 2001.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, so let's get going. Of course, as I always open the 9/11 show, I'll give you the instructions for the day. Different people look at this day from a different point of view. If you don't want to listen to us going on and on and on about the good, bad, and the ugly of the day, feel free to go do your own thing today. We totally get it. But we'll be back with you tomorrow as we do the Thursday show. Anyway, good morning there, Gandhi.
Morning. How are you?
I'm okay. What about you, Danielle? You're good?
I'm good. Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
So it's so weird because, you know, I do the show here from the Santa Fe studio all the time, but always by myself.
Right.
Today, this morning at 2:30 a.m., knock at the door, and it's Gandhi and Skiri and Nate.
Hello, it's us coming into your home.
They're like, do we have more microphones? Do we have coffee? So I went out and bought yogurt and coffee and bananas.
Oh, you're good. Good host.
We got everything we need. Yes, Skiri, what's going on? Where's your microphone?
This is the best radio studio ever. Oh. It comes complete with all the bells and whistles and perks. I just want to say thank you. And we got to enter through the garage.
You know how that feels, Danielle.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, so it's kind of weird because it's weird working out of your house because, you know, a lot of people listen to us work out of their house. And so Nate walks in today and says, okay, let's do the show. Here's the microphone. Let's go get this out of. Can I do laundry?
Yeah.
Listen, I forgot to pack underwear. I'll admit it. I only got the pair I've got on right now.
Oh, dear God.
So if I could run and do a quick, you know, load of laundry, that'd be great.
Okay, well, you appreciate. Know, that's the thing. let's get the show going. Let's go around the room and get started. Once again, 9/11. 18 years ago. And, of course, we will be observing a moment of silence later this morning. And as we do every year, you know, there are some stations that don't do it anymore, and that's fine. You know, everyone can do it at their own pace.
Yes.
And I have no problem with people do it differently. But we know how we do it here. We have many people to celebrate, people we've lost and people who are still with us, who were such an important part of that day. And as we go around the room, we'll start with you, Danielle. What's on your mind today?
So, like you were saying, it is 9/11. So just today, think a little bit. Do everything with kindness. And maybe it could be just today that it happens, or maybe it could carry into tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So just, you know, just do that today. Just be kinder. That's all.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a stretch for me, but I'll do my best.
Right. Try really hard.
Remember after 9/11, everyone was so nice for so long.
Mm-hmm.
People held doors for each other, and people let you into traffic. And I remember that one day, about 3 months later, someone shot me the finger.
And you were like, oh, boy.
We're back to normal.
We're on the road to recovery.
What's up with you, Gandhi?
So I realize you learn a lot about people when you travel with them, right? And I traveled with Nate and Scary yesterday. Couple takeaways. Nate apparently doesn't know how to pack. He forgot underwear. He forgot a toothbrush. He's like texting people in the middle of the night for things.
Yeah, that's right. I need a toothbrush too, Elvis.
Okay, I'll get you a toothbrush.
Don't get so close,
dude. Jeez.
And Scary is a bougie flyer, but more importantly, these guys poop a lot.
What do you mean they poop a lot?
They poop a lot. We had to take so many bathroom breaks. Nate's got this issue. Look, he's grabbing his stomach right now.
I don't travel. I get traveler's constipation.
Oh,
so
God. I don't need to hear this.
You don't need to know.
And then we got fast food, and then Nate got a road sandwich, and then was wondering why he was trying to poop himself.
You gotta watch what you eat on the road, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
Well, I don't know if there's something in the air out here or if it's the placebo effect that I'm experiencing. Because as soon as I landed, all of a sudden, my lungs opened up. I could feel, and I'm walking around, and I'm thinking like, wow, I could actually retire to New Mexico, or I can come here sooner than that, and maybe if I can afford a house one day, do that, and live out here. But then I'm like, wait a second, is this because this is all I've been told, and that's why I'm experiencing this? I just don't know.
So the what effect did you say?
The placebo effect. It's meaning like it's a psych out.
Well, it could be the altitude. I don't know.
I was trying to explain that.
High altitude. Yeah.
So you get drunk quicker, too.
Yeah, you get drunk very quickly. Hey, let's go talk to our first caller of the day. Let me go to line 21 and talk to Tabitha. Hello, Tabitha. Welcome to the day. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Elvis?
We're good. We're spread all over the country. It's going to be a weird show today. And then, of course, the somber feeling that it is 9/11, and we've got business to take care of there as well. So what's going on with you? What can we do for you?
Now that I'm just driving to work, I'm super excited to still be listening to you. I've been listening to you since I was in middle school, probably, high school.
Wow. And now she's 75
wow.
years old. Hey, so, Tabitha, I mean, do you usually wake up this early to hear the show?
I do. I usually don't get to listen until about 6:20, but I woke up kind of early today, and I decided to go in a little early. But, yeah, I drive about an hour to work, so I hear a good part of the show every day.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're here from the very beginning. I challenge anyone and everyone to listen to all 4 hours. Seriously, it will really wreck you.
Yeah, it'll be a challenge, that's for sure.
Yeah, you'll need meds. You'll need medication. You'll need medication. Well, look, you are the first caller of the day, Tabitha. We got to send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt. It's on the way, okay?
Oh, thank you. And congratulations this weekend. Have a blessed wedding.
It is. It's wedding weekend, and it's getting tense. The tension's kicking in. All right, Tabitha, thank you so much for listening to us. Hold on one second. And your shirt will be there probably by this time next year.
Yeah,
2 years, maybe. have a great day. All right, let's get into your horoscopes. Who's doing horoscopes?
Danielle and I are going to do them.
All right, go right ahead.
You want to kick it off, Dee? Sure. So Ludacris is celebrating today. Taraji P. Henson, Kygo, all celebrating birthdays. Capricorn, there may be some confusion and discord in your life. Be sure to be empathetic towards others. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, you're in need of some me time. Treat yourself to your favorite book or pick up a new one. Your day is a 9.
Hey, Pisces, there are too many distractions in your life right now. Put that phone down. Enjoy time outside. Your day is a 10.
Aries, make sure to surround yourself with positive energy. Reach out to an old friend or make a new memory. Your day is an 8.
Taurus, put off your daily chores and take a day for yourself. It's your life. Don't let anybody ruin your time off. Your day is a 7.
Gemini, think about starting a new creative project. It may be scary, but it will be worth it. Your day is a 10.
Hey, Cancer, don't take anything for granted and don't let any of the little things that might go wrong bother you. Your day is a 9.
Leo, immerse yourself in nature and leave that phone at home. Discover something new. Your day is an 8.
Virgo, don't settle and splurge on something insignificant. Something better is just around the corner. Your day is a 7.
Libra, take that mental health day you've been thinking about. Pick out your favorite movies and get ready for a marathon. Your day is a 9.
Scorpio, listen to your body. Don't feel bad if you need to take a day off from your daily workout. Your day is a 7.
And Sagittarius, be sure to check in on your friends. Someone will appreciate a visit from you. Your day is a 10, and those are your Wednesday morning horoscopes.
Excellent. All right, we're about to get into the three things that Gandhi needs us to know, but I'm going to push this button, so either it's going to go to commercials or it's going to play your music. You ready? Here we go.
We'll see.
Oh, it did it. Okay, good.
Nailed
good.
It. Good job.
I love these buttons. I love buttons. All right, the three things you do need to know. Gandhi, what are they?
Well, we talked about it, but today marks 18 years since the terror attacks on the Twin Towers. And as always, we're going to be remembering all those we lost, including first responders. The names of nearly 3,000 victims going to be read out loud later today. There will be moments of silence, tolling bells, and the ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan starts just after 8:30 this morning Eastern Time. I said this to you earlier today. I'm a little sad that I'm not in New York City today because it would have been my first 9/11 in New York City, and I just want to be part of all the stuff that goes on.
We'll make sure you're there next year.
See those spotlights.
Yeah, I know. It is an important thing to be a part of that.
Yeah. National Security Advisor John Bolton is officially out. President Trump announced it yesterday in a tweet saying that his services are no longer needed. President Trump says he'll name a new National Security Advisor sometime next week. Bolton was Trump's third National Security Advisor in just under 3 years. And finally, Apple made their big announcement yesterday. A lot of people really excited about some things.
Did you guys watch live?
I didn't watch live.
We watched live. Let me tell you, I don't know if it's as good as they made it look, but Apple and their big presentation with the new cameras on the Apple, the Mac or whatever. What is it?
iPhone?
iPhone 11.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, it makes you have to have one.
My 8 is just fine.
Yeah, you still use the iPhone 3.
Good luck with that, Danielle. They also announced a new gaming subscription that's going to launch November 1st. It'll be called Apple Arcade. Costs you about $5 for the entire family, and they'll get access to more than 100 mobile games. I feel like that's in Danielle's future.
Yeah, sure.
And there you go. You guys ready for your Wednesday?
Yes.
All right. Happy Wednesday.
I want it.
Ooh, girl, that has happened to me.
I think we're out of time, actually.
No! This is terrible.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So lately, Cholula hot sauce has kind of been my jam. Actually, it's been my sauce. Not only does Cholula have welcoming heat, but it adds an awesome burst of flavor to my favorite dishes. So get out and grab the bottle with the wooden cap. Then tell your friends.
Oh, my God. Holy crap. Hi.
Oh, hi. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah, Gandhi, you brought up a very good point earlier.
Yes?
About not being in New York for 9/11.
Yes.
It is odd. I don't think I've ever been out of New York on 9/11. This is the first time.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and it was very interesting you brought that up because I was thinking last night about what it was like when we were in New York on September 11th, 2001. Yep. And I would get on the phone with someone who lived, you know, in the middle of the country or in Texas. And, of course, they looked at it totally differently. I mean, they didn't look at it as, you know, in any lesser whatever way.
Right.
I mean, they definitely knew it was a serious thing. They definitely understood the severity of what was going on. But when you're there, it is a whole different world. So even as we honor those who passed away every year on 9/11, not being there is kind of odd. It is weird. But
and
Daniel,
I feel
you're
weird.
There.
Yeah, and I feel weird that you're not here with me and that I'm like kind of, you know, not with you guys all today. I mean, I have a couple of people in the studio with me. Brody's here, but it's like, it's not the same. It's like, it's you know, it's strange because you want to be surrounded by your loved ones on days like this, you know?
We're with you. I'm right here in your ear. Hello.
Ear holes.
And my son texted me this morning. I wrote, I love you. And he wrote, I love you too. And it's up on my screen. And I will not take it down from like the instant messages just came through.
Leave it up there.
I'm leaving
you
it up.
Need to take that down.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're just turning us on, once again, we're in Santa Fe. It's wedding week. Alex and I are getting married this weekend, and so people are slowly coming in. So last night, we were taking pictures. We had the photographer, Phil, Psycho Phil, and we were out in the backyard taking pictures, this and that, with the sunset. And then I hear this car door, and I look up, and it's Scary and Gandhi and Straight Nate. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? We just got here.
And so, we're like, crash the chute.
So what'd you guys do last night?
Oh.
You just went out and played, or what'd you do?
We went to dinner.
We did. We were exhausted, if I'm being honest. We came, like, when we got off that plane, we were all dying. Scary's talking about he's a new man because he can breathe new air all of a sudden. But we did go to dinner with your friend Lydia.
Right, Lydia Malcolm.
Yep, Lydia Malcolm is here. So we went to dinner, and then we just kind of went back. I think everybody passed out at the same time.
So that was the best flight I ever had. You know why?
Why?
I had your book, and it flew. The flight literally flew by because that book, I didn't stop reading for 3 hours.
Really?
I finished it on the plane, and I gave it to Scary, and Scary got 2 pages in.
See, that's weird. I know you. You know, look, we're all into Audible now, and Danielle all, and Gandhi, me, yeah. We all listen to books now. But when you sit down and start reading, I think it's kind of freaky to read more than like 3 chapters at a time.
Oh no!
Because, like I said the other day, Alex sat down and read the entire book in 5.5 hours. He never stopped. I'm like, you're weird.
Oh, is that?
Put it down.
It's kind of like binging your favorite shows. Oh, you just binge the whole book.
I know, but as I told you, Alex read the whole book, and I'm like, oh my God, he read nonstop for 5.5 hours. He must have liked it. I said, Alex, what did you think? Eh. He said, some of it's good. Some of it's all right.
Oh my God.
It's so funny, though. It's you in print. Like, it's, I don't know how to really say that, like, but you read it and you hear your voice.
Yes.
It's like you don't get enough of me here.
I can't get you out of my head.
Well, okay, so if you can't get enough of me here and you can't get enough of me in book form... So, did you watch Kelly Clarkson yesterday?
Oh.
By the way, everyone's loving Kelly Clarkson's new show. And I love her. She is such a natural. She's so great. Well, I'll tell you, yesterday's show was recorded a week ago. I was supposed to be there, but I broke my rib.
Oh, geez.
So I had to fly back to New York. I couldn't stay. So we had a very special announcement, and it happened yesterday. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This is where my thing's not working.
Mouse?
Yeah. Can you hit?
No, no one knows this yet. But I've actually partnered with Norwegian Cruise Line, and they have some exciting news. So here to tell us all about it is the president and the CEO of Norwegian Cruise Line, Andy Stewart. Come on out here, Andy. Nice. So first, tell us about this beautiful ship. I mean,
so, you know, at Norwegian Cruise Line, we're passionate about the ships we build because of the memories that we create. It's all about memories for a lifetime. And Norwegian Encore is our 17th ship. And we've learned a little bit each time, so we think she's going to be the best ship we've ever built. The one thing she's missing is, in shipping, a maritime tradition is every ship needs to have a godparent. The godparent brings luck to the ship. When we launch the ship, we smash a bottle of champagne against the side of the ship, and the godmother then brings luck to the ship for the life of the ship.
Yeah.
Now, you and I have a mutual friend, young man called Elvis Duran, from Elvis Duran, The Morning Show.
Yes, we do.
So I said to him, we're looking for someone who's a role model, someone who's inspirational. The only person I can think of would be Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God!
And there you go. Kelly Clarkson is now a godmother of the new ship.
Yay! Yay!
Does that make us related?
Yes, she's part of our Norwegian Cruise Line family.
Yeah. Oh, cool!
So I was supposed to be there to do that, but thank God. And Andy Stewart, of course, he has the accent. He's really handsome. So he did a much better job than me.
I love Andy.
You know? But anyway, that was just so cool. Can you hit 21 for me? Let's go to line 21 and talk to...
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. What's going on, man?
Hi, Elvis. How are you?
We're okay. You know what? We've now welcomed Kelly Clarkson to the Norwegian family.
That was so exciting to hear yesterday on the show. It was absolutely amazing. So, yes, congratulations on that. A part of her premiere week. That's a big thing for you as well.
Yeah, I wish we could have been there. But, you know, broken rib. You know, have you ever broken a rib? It's the worst freaking thing ever.
I have not, thank goodness. But you are going through it.
Yeah, we're getting to it. It's just every once in a while I'll turn the wrong way. Or if I sit down in a small car, it hurts a lot. Anyway, I got to say something. I have to address one thing that Andy Stewart said, the CEO and president of Norwegian Cruise Line. Mm-hmm. He said now that they're introducing Encore, our new ship, that Kelly's the godparent of, he's saying it's their best ship ever.
No, it's not.
No.
Ours is still better.
Bliss is the best, and then Encore's like a close second.
Right. Close second.
It's true. Anyway, Kevin, you sound just like Dr. Phil. I love that.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad, but thank you.
He really does. That's awesome. So funny.
You know, I happen to trust Dr. Phil. I got to be honest.
Okay.
Listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Congratulations so much for this weekend. You are an inspiration to so many. You have helped me realize it's okay to be me, and you've helped so many others along your journey, and I just could not be any happier for you.
Kevin. I had no idea that was coming. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Absolutely. That. Thank you. No, thank you.
Growing up a little kid in Texas in the Bible Belt, never thought in a million years I'd ever be married. And, you know, here I'm getting married to the guy of my dreams this weekend. It's really... Hey, Kevin, do you ever go on cruises?
Never been on a cruise. No, my partner and I, 3 years together, but we've talked about it, but not yet. No, sir.
I got to tell you, I never ever thought I'd be the cruise guy until we went on Bliss and then I fell in love. I would love, we would love to give you, you and your partner, a cruise on a Norwegian Cruise Line ship, the one of your choosing. We want you to go on a 1 week cruise. Please say yes.
I'm shaking. Yes.
Hold on. I'm down on one knee. I'm down on one knee asking you, Kevin, will you sail? Will you sail on one of our Norwegian cruise line
ships?
Thank
you so much, Elvis. Oh my God. One last thing. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. But you are my bucket list. To meet you is my bucket list. I can't tell you how excited I am right now.
Well, come on in. Aww. We're in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's a small town. It's easy to find us. Well, look, enjoy your cruise on Norwegian Cruise Line. We'll work out the details later, definitely, okay?
Thank you so much, Elvis.
Have a great day. Hold on one second. Hold on. What, y'all scary?
You just gave him a cruise, and his bucket list item is to meet you? Like, he's like totally just ignored that fact.
Take the cruise back.
I want to meet you, Elvis Duran.
Well, I know. He wants to meet us to thank us for the cruise, maybe.
Of course. No. Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Kelly Clarkson. Congratulations. I got to send her some flowers. Welcome her to the family. And you'll be hearing more of Kelly on our show before you know it. All right. You guys ready to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. I have to do a ZipRecruiter call.
How you doing? This is Wendy Williams.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's going on? This is Drake.
And you're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right. As we know, hiring can be a challenge. It sure was a challenge for us. And then we found Gandhi.
Hello.
Anyway, there's a company called Codable. Its co-founder, Gretchen Huebner, she needed to, listen to this, she had to hire a game artist for her education tech company.
That sounds awesome.
I know. So she knew it wouldn't be easy to find this person to put on her team. That's why she went to ZipRecruiter.com. Now, ZipRecruiter isn't one of those things where you put an ad out there on the web and then you get 1,000 candidates sending you a barrage of resumes. No. What ZipRecruiter does is they find the qualified people for you. They have great technology that identifies people with the right experience, invites them to apply for the job, so you get the qualified candidates really fast. As a matter of fact, Gretchen posted her job on ZipRecruiter. She was so impressed with how quickly she found qualified applicants, and boom, she has one. She hired a new game artist in less than 2 weeks. Unbelievable. Results like that, no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try ZipRecruiter for free for your business. Doesn't matter how large or small. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. We'll be back right after this.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It was 18 years ago today. We all came into work thinking it was just another day, and it turned out to be the day that changed our lives. Of course, 9/11, 2001. And as a matter of fact, in my book, which is out October 1st, there's an entire chapter dedicated to what it was like that day.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to sell a book, by the way. If I could just give you that chapter for free, I would, because that's not what this is about. But in this chapter, I talk about we all came into work. I talked about all the stupid stuff we were talking about. You know what we were talking about that day, Danielle? You were here. Scary.
Yep.
We were talking about if you're cheating, if you're teasing with someone online, is that cheating? Remember that?
Wow, that's a word.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what that was.
And we were playing Afro Man because I got high.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
Wow.
And I remember Tim Louie, our producer, said, we just got a report of a helicopter hitting the World Trade Center. Yeah. And that's how it started, remember?
I remember standing at the window and watching that second plane come into the second building. And I remember screaming, no, you got to move out of the way, move out. Because at that point, we thought it was like pilot error. And until that second plane hit, that's when we kind of realized, right. Oh my gosh, no, it's not.
And I describe Danielle in. Have you read that chapter yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was tough for me reading.
Yeah,
that.
Your description of Danielle, I started to tear up.
Yeah.
I was actually in school when it happened, and I walked into my classroom, and the teacher was standing at the TV, kind of just shocked, and all the kids, we started standing around the TV too, and then we saw that second plane hit. And he looked at us and said, well, guys, take a look around the room because we're all together at the moment your world changed.
Right.
And I didn't really get it because I was like a kid.
Wait, say what your teacher said again.
He said, take a look around the room. We're all together at the moment your world just changed.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an intuitive teacher. Was that a great teacher?
Yeah, he was a great teacher, actually.
Wow. Another reason we need hero teachers.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so that's how the day started. And, of course, this morning we will be observing a moment of silence. And we always play a special song after that moment, and we have a very special song today that Garrett brought to my attention, so we'll be playing that later on. At 8, what is the time exactly, Brody? At 8:46 East Coast time this morning. And as I said earlier, look, you know, a lot of people who are very, very, still very, very affected, we all are affected, but who really need to kind of pull out of loud, brash conversations with people like us on today, on 9/11. I get it. It's okay. We understand. But, you know, we will get back to being a bunch of jerks in a few seconds, and it's going to get a little abrasive. And thank you for listening. And 9/11 is just such an important part of our lives because we were here for it. But you guys were also talking about kids who weren't here, who were reading about it in textbooks. I know, Daniel, your kids are reading about 9/11 in textbooks. Yeah, they weren't here for it.
That's crazy to me that they weren't here when those towers were here. Like, to me, that's like, wow. And they'll talk about it today and discuss it today. And, you know, I get a little nervous because my little guy, sometimes it gets a little anxious. And, you know, he'll probably have lots of questions and he'll be nervous. And, you know, it's incredible to me that this is all in textbooks now, that we lived through that.
Right. It's true.
You know.
We're about to get into the Danielle report. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
Rihanna might be green very soon.
Oh, what? Okay.
I'm excited about that.
I know, me too.
Rihanna keeps teasing us that she has an album coming out.
She can do whatever she wants. She is Rihanna.
No, I need music from Rihanna. I know she's doing a lot of great things with fashion, this and that. I need some Rihanna music. Mm-hmm. Where's Diamond? Can we bring her in? Diamond, of course, tomorrow's Diamond's birthday,
it is, yeah.
Is she coming in?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday tomorrow, Diamond.
Birthday girl's here.
Hey, birthday girl. I mean, we're not going to be with Diamond on her birthday. She's traveling tomorrow.
We just realized we're not going to be with you on your birthday.
It's okay. I'll still take a shout out.
Okay, well,
the good news is she's allergic to birthday cake.
Right.
So.
Oh, yes. That's celebrate anyway.
Okay, so tell everyone what happened with you as far as tipping goes. Listen to this story. It's very interesting.
So, you know, I'm getting ready for the big day, the big weekend.
The big wedding.
I go to get my nails done. I show the woman a picture of what I want. And, you know, it just didn't come out that way whatsoever.
Yeah, and she kept telling her, too, because I saw the picture and it doesn't look like what she wanted.
At all.
She was telling her as the process was happening, no, change it. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, and she's like, okay. And she's making it seem as if she knows what she's doing. If I show you the before and after, I just don't understand what was going on, right?
Well, do they look bad right now?
Well, they look bad compared to what I wanted.
They don't look bad. They're a little whiter than they should be. They don't look bad.
I can't. So, toward the end, I'm like, okay, I'm thinking to myself, do I tip this woman? Because everyone deserves a tip. But no, like, I just felt like this is an inner battle for me. I shouldn't have to tip you for a service that wasn't done properly.
And also, Diamond, you were saying to someone else, I'm at a certain age and a point in my life where I need to start making wiser decisions. I should not be tipping because I feel guilty. I should be tipping because they did a great job.
Exactly. You should get rewarded for good work. If you don't get anything.
What did you do? You didn't tip her, did you?
No, I did. Oh, I felt bad.
She felt guilty.
Yeah, like, I don't like walking out of places and going back after I didn't tip. You know, I feel like they're going to talk about me. You know? So
in other words, in your world, you're going to tip no matter what, but if it's a great job, you'll tip more.
Tip was not that good because, you know, I just feel like, got to stick to you sometimes.
Look, every once in a while, I'll go get a mani-pedi. I need one now, by the way. And if they mess it up, or if they cut me or something when they're doing my toes or whatever, I won't. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, you know what? That wasn't good. And I will leave them much less of a tip.
Yeah.
What's scary?
Well, my thought is she did the work. She gets 20% no matter what.
If she did a better job, then maybe she should get more. Wait a minute.
If you can't go less than 20%, Diamond, you did the right thing in the end.
But scary, say you got a haircut. Let's not talk about nails. Let's look at a haircut. And she chopped up your hair and it looks awful.
Right.
You're going to give her a 20% tip?
I hope you didn't tip for this haircut you got now.
I 20% all the way around. You have to.
Because they rely
on their tips. They actually get diminished wages.
They should do a better job.
No, they get diminished wages because... They account for the tip that they're going
to
get.
Okay, question. Okay, you go to a restaurant. This is for everyone. Diamond, you especially. Mm-hmm. You go to a restaurant, and the person who's serving you, he's just a jerk. He's mean to you. He doesn't apologize for screwing things up. And he's, you know what I'm saying? He's just bad. It's bad service. Would you give a good tip?
if they didn't do it intentionally, yes, I would give a 20% standard.
No.
And then, you know, but if you sabotaged my meal, if you didn't...
Sabotage?
If you didn't show up. If, like, let's say, like, I was waiting, you know, 10 hours for to make an order, then, yeah, then maybe I might...
I would wait 10 hours.
I need to make a statement, but... You have to, you know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. I used to be a waitress, and I think you should never stiff somebody because the way that they have to tip things out at the end of the night, they will end up paying for you not tipping them a little bit. But if you don't give somebody good service, you don't get tipped like you did. That's ridiculous.
Now, what doesn't tips mean to ensure proper service?
Or prompt this,
well, if that's the case, then you should tip before.
Before.
You should sit down and give a $20 bill and go, okay, let's
you
go.
You told me that was douchey. If I throw 20 douchey. At the bartender ahead of time.
It is douchey.
Okay.
It's like,
what?
We had a customer who would come into my place of employment. It was Ruby Tuesday in South Florida. And he would put money on the table as the meal started. And if you started messing things up, he would start taking money off the table.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
No, that's
a douchebag right there.
That is douchey be boofy.
And he would come in and be like, I don't want anything green on my plate. So if there was like a parsley flake.
Oh, that was Brody.
Yeah,
that was
that Brody?
Yeah, that was me.
Bro, yeah, it doesn't anyway, like
but Siri, I feel like if you're going to tip no matter what, the 20%, then that's just making them say, huh, I can just do a crappy job. It doesn't matter. He's still going to tip me fine.
It's your fault. Diamond's nails got messed up.
Yep.
How do you feel?
Your fault.
Blame Siri.
I hope that people wouldn't be that.
Let me go talk to line five and Deb. Hi, Deb. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm totally freaking out. First of all, good morning, everybody.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for calling us up. We appreciate you listening. What's going on, Deb? What's on your mind?
Well, I have to agree. When I get my nails done, I don't think you should really tip if you're not happy with the service. As I was saying, tipping is really in the, you know, waitressing and bartenders, it's called to ensure prompt service. That's where the word tips come from. So I kind of feel like, you know, if you do a crappy job, you shouldn't get tipped. But at the same time, I do it because I feel guilty. So,
yeah, I get that. Look, I understand it too.
Yeah.
And Scary's right. I mean, if you're depending on tips for your livelihood because they don't pay you know, $50,000 a year to be a server, I get it. I understand that. But here's my thing, Deb. If I get here, hit that last one, Scary. Or you know, keep three. If I get fantastic service, I grossly overtip.
Yeah.
I mean, I grossly overtip. I mean, it's and to the point where they'll look at me and go, "Are you serious? You're going to leave me this?" Yeah, because you were great.
Right.
You know, and I just want everyone knowing. I just everyone who's listening, who works at the bar, who is serving the tables, whatever. I want you to know there are people like me. There are many people like me, and there's Deb. Deb says she's the same way. If you go over and aboard, you deserve to be like just. I want to take a dump truck of cash and just dump it on your front yard because I love you.
I used to be a server, so I totally get it, and I probably have high expectations of the servers, but you need to give, I mean, if you're working for that tip, I agree. I used to make $2.35 an hour waitressing, so I relied on my tips, and I, personally, I thought I was a great server, and I was. So, yeah, I think that's where it should be. You need to tip when you feel good about your nails, and I've not, so. Yeah.
There you go.
Wait,
I have a question for Scary. Scary, if the person, I know you're going to tip no matter what, if the person was nasty to you. Would you still tip 20%?
Goes right to zero.
Okay.
Oh, zero.
I got to check.
Look at you.
Scary, I have a question too, though. If you're telling the person, no, this isn't right, like, can you fix this? Can you change this? And they still don't do what you want, are you still going to tip after that too?
Yes, as long as they make the attempt.
What?
Oh, as long as they make an effort. I just want to see an effort.
Okay, well, like, come let me do stuff.
What?
I said, come let me do your services for you, and you can tip me for the effort.
Listen to Danielle on line 16 here. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Daniel, just like you, Diamond, went to get her nails done. And what happened when you got your nails done?
So the lady actually hit my skin and I started bleeding, like, everywhere, dripping blood.
Like, gushing blood, like, spurt, spurt, spurt.
Not good.
Like, you could actually see
I mean, you could see my hand bleeding.
Don't you love it in movies? Don't you love it in slasher movies when they cut their necks and you see the pulse of it? It's like spurt, spurt, spurt. Anyway, so did you tip the lady who slashed you and made you bleed?
Absolutely not. I did not tip her. And she, what the worst part is, at the end of it, she actually said something to me that I didn't tip her.
Oh, please.
She was like, excuse me, I didn't get tipped for this. And I said, I know.
My tip is spilt all over there, all the blood right. that's spurted out.
Yeah, I didn't come here to give blood. I came here to get my nails done.
That's the worst.
And that's, exactly. That's very dangerous, too, because they always say you got to be careful with infections and stuff like that at nail salons. When they're cutting you, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. It's true. All right, well, listen, Diamond, next time, just tip less.
Okay.
But if they do a great job, over tip. See, and you make up for it.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Elvis.
All right. I love you, Diamond, and happy birthday.
Love
you. Sorry
too.
We're not going to be there for your
Thank
birthday
you
tomorrow.
Gosh,
she's
I'm 25.
Cute. She's 25.
25, ain't no job.
Yeah.
A quarter of a century old. Our Diamond, we love you. What's up, love Gandhi? You.
Sometimes what's better than a tip is if you leave a review, a good review or a bad review, they appreciate that more.
And a bad review?
The bad review, you can really get them. But the good review, they like that sometimes a lot more than the tip.
Or your phone number. Sometimes they like your phone number left on a napkin.
Do that.
Yeah, if you're really hot, we'll tip you more.
Oh, okay.
Let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle.
All right. Well, rumor has it that Warner Brothers wants Rihanna to play Poison Ivy in Batman. Yes! How cool would that be? How awesome would she look covered in green vines?
She would be perfect. Oh, Rihanna is my favorite human.
All right, so we're going to see if it's going to happen. There will reportedly be a lot of villains in the film. Catwoman, the Penguin, the Riddler. It's going to be fantastic. Cannot wait. So the premiere of a very Brady renovation. That's where they took the Brady Bunch house, the original, and they renovated it. It actually attracted over 3 million viewers. The biggest audience on HGTV since the series finale of Fixer Upper last year. So people wanted to
that. What was that?
A very Brady renovation.
Oh, yeah, I know. Didn't the twins do that?
Did they?
The Scott brothers?
Did they? I got to look.
Drew
and Scott.
They're called the Renovation Boys.
Oh,
what are they called?
They're
called
Property
the
Brothers.
Property
yes,
brothers. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Didn't they do it?
I think they did, but I got to just double check. Right.
I know our guy Scotty B watched it because he came in yesterday raving about how amazing it was.
Yeah,
so he probably has
it.
The answers.
Jennifer Lopez was asked about rumors that she might be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. She has not denied it, but she just said, I don't know. So when you say, I don't know, to me that means yes. So maybe.
If I was these people, I would just put that rumor out myself.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, rumors are crazy. Here in Santa Fe, we're supposed to have a big party. We're having a big party Friday night at this great place. And the rumors around the city are that we have Lady Gaga performing.
Wow. I can't wait to see her.
Let me be very clear. Lady Gaga is not performing.
We got asked a lot of questions about you're here for the wedding. How are you related?
Really?
What's going on? Uh-huh.
By who?
Some people.
Well, okay. This is a big celebrity wedding that's happening in Santa Fe. That's so crazy.
Please, Mary.
It's so crazy.
If I'm the biggest celebrity in Santa Fe... I'm never leaving.
Oh, boy. So Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, I told you this was going to happen. They announced a joint tour yesterday. We'll launch next summer. Each of them also released new music from upcoming albums, so that's cool. And this story, I got a little pissed off at this guy. So DeMarcus Lawrence of the Dallas Cowboys, okay, he's defending himself from what he did, but I'm not so sure. He says he's not sorry for rejecting a kid who wanted an autograph because the kid was wearing a Giants jersey. Now, the Cowboys and the Giants hate each other. He says the kid needs to get used to being told no, he'll be okay. Now, here's
I agree.
Thing. I agree that you shouldn't give kids everything they want, and I agree that he's not wearing the right jersey, but it's a kid. Maybe he loves you as a player. Maybe he doesn't love you as a team. I know my kids are Yankee fans, but they have players that they love on other teams. So I kind of don't agree with this. I don't know.
He should have given him another option, like I'll sign your jeans or your shirt underneath that shirt.
Something else.
Let me tell you.
Also, no.
If you're wearing a Howard Stern shirt, I would definitely sign your thing.
Okay. America's Got Talent, Bulletproof, In the Shadow of the Towers. You also have a lot of 9/11 stuff going down today. Songland is on. Also, Queen Sugar is on. And Hollywood Game Night, it is the 6th season finale of that.
Yeah, the 9/11 stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Every year they add more and more incredible shows.
Yeah.
So, and I love spending some time on my own, just kind of going through the channels and finding the really good stuff. I know that Smithsonian has some great things and History Channel. So do a search and take a watch. We'll be back right after this.
More. are from the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Shawn Mendes. Hi, Shawn.
Hello.
Do you write new songs because you're just tired of playing the old ones? Or you just really have things to say that if you don't write them down, you're going to explode?
Both.
Yeah?
Sometimes you're just like, I need to write a new song so that I don't have to sing Stitches anymore.
Brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe. Because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hey guys, bedtime is sometimes a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my daughter Ella, she struggles sometimes to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, Trish and I have now discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids Melatonin Gummies to help her fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores everywhere.
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
One of the things I love about living in New York City so long is for so long, knowing a lot of people who served on the NYPD and for the fire department who were downtown, ground zero on 9/11, and to sit down and talk to them about it. A lot of people who were there and who lost friends there and colleagues, they do like to talk about it. And the stories are very interesting. And here we are 18 years later. And I still, if I meet someone who says, yeah, I was there, I sit down and the first thing I will ask is, do you mind talking about it? I'd love to ask you what your thoughts are. And 9 out of 10 times, they love talking about it. And they love talking about their friends that they lost, but in such a respectful way. And they talk about what they loved about them and what they miss about them. And it's so great. And you can go beyond 9/11 and the tragedy that happened then. And we continue to pay the price now with people who are still suffering through health problems from 9/11 related health issues. But anyone who's been through any traumatic situation, you sometimes want to like tiptoe around it. You want to walk on eggshells,
right?
Like you lost a parent, or you lost a loved one, or you lost a child, mm-hmm. which is God forbid. And or anything, sometimes they want to talk about it. Because I know, I know I have things that happen in my life. If someone says, hey, you want to talk about it? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. So, you don't have to pussyfoot around that stuff. It's always good to, and never be afraid to say, hey, can I talk to you about what happened to me on 9/11? And people want to hear the stories. And that's what we all are. We're all just a bunch of mountains of stories.
Yeah.
Write a book, I say. Write a book. Write a book. It's so true. Anyway, this morning at 8:46 New York time, we will be honoring all those we lost and all those who lost loved ones on 9/11 with a moment of silence. And also, if you have a birthday on 9/11, I have a really dear friend who had a birthday, and I remember him telling me, I'll never celebrate my birthday again. I said, that's not fair. You deserve to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're alive. Live your life. You know, celebrate your birthday. Anyway, did you used to drink from the garden hose when you were a kid?
Yes. Heck yes. Oh, yeah. I'll still do it.
You still will?
I will.
Why? Are there a lot of germs?
Well, you wonder. Yeah. I mean, the garden hose just sits outside. God knows what crawls up in that hole.
And it's all rusty sometimes on the.
Sometimes. You know. I mean, I don't know.
Why you guys got to ruin my childhood?
But do you remember that flavor of the garden hose water?
Of course I do. Yes.
It had that garden hose flavor.
Yeah. Like bugs and dirt. I love it.
I know. What's wrong with that? Here's the thing. We all drank from the garden hose. We're still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drank from the Wiggly Worm. Did you ever drink from the Wiggly Worm?
Yeah, last night.
The garden hose was attached to the Wiggly Worm.
Oh, the Wiggly Worm. Is that the same as the water wiggle?
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Because we had a water wiggle.
Yeah. And then you drank, and I remember always opening my mouth so the water would get in my mouth.
Yeah.
I tried to drink from the sprinkler. It wasn't easy.
You have to chase it.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, my God, there it comes. Do you lift your foot when you kiss?
Oh, the little like heel kick thing.
Yeah, like and your leg comes out at a 90-degree angle.
I do not, and I think everyone who does is faking it.
Really?
I don't think that's a natural reaction.
Is there something you do every time you kiss? Can you kiss someone with your eyes open? It's creepy.
No, that's creepy. I think that's so weird.
We were taking pictures yesterday, and Psycho Phil, our photographer, he's like, "Okay, kiss each other." And we're like, in front of you and a camera?
Yeah.
we're not PDA people. He said, just do it. And then I left my eyes open, and it was like looking, Alex says it was like looking into a dead person's eyes.
That's
weird. And we talk about this. I talk about this all the time. Have you ever gone to the mirror and in the bathroom and you kissed your reflection in the mirror to see what it looks like kissing you?
Yes, as a kid when I practiced.
I was never tall enough to reach over the counter and get to the mirror, so no. But when we were on vacation, my boyfriend and I, we would take pictures, and one of the women who kept taking our pictures, she'd be like, okay, do something different. Kiss, you guys, kiss. And I thought the same thing. I was like, well, this is weird, but they're cute pictures. You can do. It's kind of porny, but
Nate,
whatever.
What, Nate?
I don't look good kissing. So
well, how do you know?
You
have to learn this through kissing a mirror.
My girlfriend and I will do the kissing selfie. Have you guys ever seen the kissing selfie?
Oh,
where
yeah.
One of you holds
a million.
And I look like I'm under anesthesia. Like, I seriously don't look normal. My face has some weird lax thing it does, and I just don't look right.
Well, you finally found the one thing that makes you not look attractive.
The one thing. And even then, I still look kind of good, but not to me.
Stop it.
Okay, if we're going to be, we're going to talk personal. Can we really talk personal?
Yeah.
Do you, are you with someone who has to have music on when you have sex?
Oh.
No.
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 Okay.
So why are you? Are you?
No, I used to date someone who insisted on having music playing.
Oh.
And it depended on if it was like after the club, it had to be like dance music.
Oh, dance music while you're bopping?
Yeah. Ooh. Or like serious, like deep, like house music.
Like,
yeah. Or, and it has to be loud.
Like
or
Skrillex.
But this person, he couldn't have sex without music at all.
Mm. What did his movements line up with the beat? Because that would stress me out.
No.
Oh,
I don't recall.
What anyways, about preference of lighting? Did you date somebody?
Oh, it's
like
got to be dark.
Disco ball.
I don't want to look at that.
You don't want to see it all?
No, I don't want anyone looking at that. Anyway, are we really talking about this stuff on the radio?
This is awesome.
No, this is awful. This is not good. We have a phone tap coming up in like 10 whatever minutes. Who's doing the phone tap today?
Garrett.
Oh, Garrett. Who's flying today?
Yep.
By the way, it's really interesting because we have a lot of people flying out here to Santa Fe for the wedding today. And several people have said, I don't know if I want to fly on 9/11. And I'm saying, I think it's a very safe day to fly.
I think it's probably the safest day of the year to fly,
well,
to be
you
honest.
Know, we have men and women who are taking very good care of us. I feel safer flying any day of the year than I do walking down a street, to be honest. All right, let's get into the three things you need to know live from our Santa Fe, it's Wedding Week studios.
Hello.
What's up, Gandhi?
Today marks 18 years since the terror attacks on the Twin Towers, and today there will be 6 moments of silence. So 2 of them are for the moments the plane struck each tower, 2 for the times each tower fell, 1 for the Pentagon, and 1 for the moment United Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And something interesting coming out of all of this, the newest class of New York City firefighters is set to graduate this month, and 13 of them are kids of firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11.
Wow.
They say that this is the most legacy graduates any one class has had.
Absolutely. Wow. A great story. And also, our friends at working TSA in the airports, they will be observing as well today, too. And in New York State, they made it a law where students are observing as well.
Yep.
A moment of silence as well. I love that.
Apple made their big announcement yesterday about the products on the way.
I can't wait.
I know. You seem very excited about the Slofi. Would you like to explain what the Slofi is?
Okay, I'll get into the Slofi in a second, but I'm telling you, I don't know if it's real, but the cameras on the iPhone 11 look so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the way they demonstrated them were great. Now, Slofis. So when you take a selfie, now you can do video selfies, and you can do slow-motion selfies. Right. They call them Slofis.
Which is, Slofi.
It's the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen in my life. Why would you want to take a picture of you going, slow-motion?
Oh, Scary's going to be the first one to do it. You know that.
Shampoo commercials. They're all Slofis.
Okay. Yeah, we all take shampoo commercial Slofis.
My favorite is every time there's an Apple launch, if you listen really closely, you can hear any Samsung user being like, we already have that.
Wow. Yes, Brody says that every time.
I know. He's muttering in the corner right now.
Calm down, Brody.
He said his phone has 5 cameras.
Oh, fancy you,
by the way,
Brody.
Scary, no offense. Every selfie you do is a Slofi.
Anyway,
back to you, Gandhi.
And finally, there's a new website that's going to help all of us with our posture. This is pretty interesting. It's called Fix Posture.
Isn't it funny how when you said that, I bet everyone listening sat up.
I did.
Back to the, what is it?
So it's called Fix Posture. And if you pull it up on your computer screen, if you start to slouch or bend at all, the screen blurs. So then you have to sit back up.
I need that.
Yeah, I think we all need that. Everybody needs to stand just a little bit taller, have better posture.
We should be sitting more erect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always erect.
All right. Your Garrett phone tap coming up after this.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
Thank you for listening.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Don't answer the phone. Elvis, Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
About to get into another phone tap. You know, Dr. Oz, we do these prank phone calls.
I know.
This poor lady, I don't know how we're doing with her, Grandma Irene. We phone tapped her twice in 2 weeks. She fell for it. And now...
Third time's a charm.
Garrett's going to phone tap her for the third time. What happened?
Yes, all right. So Tracy wants to phone tap her lovely grandma, Irene, for the third time. So she knew she would be able to get her because Tracy's been trying to hook grandma up with other senior citizens that are single, just like her.
Right.
So I start the call to Grandma Irene as, a guy looking for love as well.
All right, let's see what happens. The third time you guys have phone tapped Grandma Irene. Let's listen in.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Irene, please.
That's me.
Oh, hey, Irene. My name's Fulton. I met your granddaughter Tracy over at the supermarket a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And she said I should give you a call.
Okay.
I think I would love to set up something where you and I can get together and see if, we hit it off. I saw your picture, and I think you are beautiful.
I think you got the wrong number.
No. Irene, listen. I am 22 years old.
What?
I go.
You say 22? Did I hear you right?
Yeah.
22?
Yes, 22 years old. Soon to be 23 within the next 2 months. But I don't know if you know what a GILF is, but I am totally thinking you're a GILF right now, so.
A what?
A GILF.
What the hell does that mean?
No, don't worry about that. I think you and I should go out on a lovely date. Could start off at the park. I'll get a nice loaf of bread, and we could feed the birds. You know, go out for some dinner. I heard you love pasta. You know,
who told you I love pasta?
Well, your granddaughter did, of course. We had a long conversation. I know more about you probably than you even know.
What do you mean you know more about me then?
I know that you love to pick daisies on a Tuesday, as do I, and I would love to make love to you in those daisies one day.
Huh? The hell's wrong with you?
Well, nothing. I am...
Do you know how old I am?
Yes, I do, and I think that's what is attracting me more to you the
more
we talk.
Why don't you date girls your own age? Why do you want older women for?
Why? Because...
What's wrong with you?
I've heard you used to be a pinup model, and I think that is totally attractive.
Get yourself a therapist instead of a new girlfriend.
Listen, I heard you love Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz says that you need sex in your life to keep on living. So I think, why not?
Dr. Oz has a wife that's the same age as he is.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, you and I could break the barrier of that. I think you and I could be a trend-setting couple. We could do great things.
Listen, you little pervert, I don't want you calling me anymore.
I
don't want to meet you. I don't want to hear about your sick ideas. And hopefully you go find yourself a psychologist because you need help. Really need help.
I just baked a lovely cheesecake because I know that's your favorite. And I think you would love to know the fact that I have 2 tickets to go see Dr. Oz.
No, but, I'm not going to Dr. Oz. I'm not going to Dr. Oz. Leave me alone. Just stay away from me. I'm not some kind of whore that you can buy off with the Dr. Oz tickets and a cheesecake.
I think if you get to experience the tickler from me, I think you would change your mind.
The what?
The tickler.
What the hell is that?
Hey, Grandma.
Tracy, what are you doing on the phone? Tracy, are you with that pervert right now? Get away from him. Run.
I wouldn't say that I'm with him right now.
No, Irene, she's not with me.
Because you're a pervert. I wouldn't want her anywhere near you.
Now's a good time to tell you you've been phone tapped yet again.
Hi, Grandma.
Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Don't you got anything better to do than keep doing this to me?
You seem to change your mind a little bit when you brought up those Dr. Oz tickets, Grandma. I don't know.
I did, and I wasn't going to go with some pervert to see Dr. Oz.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
And there you go, our Way Back Wednesday phone tap from Garrett. Garrett on his way to Santa Fe. We're all in Santa Fe except for Danielle.
Sorry.
And you're coming out today, right?
Yeah, we'll be there tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can you get here, please? I hate when you leave me alone with all the guys.
I know, yeah. And I hate when you guys leave me alone, period. I'm here by myself. I could do things to myself you wouldn't even know.
Ooh.
I could be sitting here with no pants on, no one would know.
Well, how do you know we have pants on?
We don't, actually.
That is true.
So, you know, like I was saying earlier, working in your house is a weird thing when you're by yourself. But when you have all these people here at 3 in the morning, It gets kind of gross.
I want to work in my boxers one day.
Please don't. Well,
please not today.
You were so cute yesterday when you called me. You're like, hey, what's those egg things you like in the morning? I was like, oh, you're so cute. You're shopping for our breakfast. They were so,
so
cute.
Sweet.
I found them. The Jimmy Dean breakfast sausages,
yes.
Whatever they
you're
are,
the
with
best.
Egg whites or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're the best.
Yeah, we have. I have all sorts of stuff for breakfast tomorrow. I have everything that the Eggos company ever made. We've got yogurt from around the world. We've got everything.
Aw, you're a great host.
You are.
I am.
Nate came in here with like nothing, and you just helped him out.
Oh, I know. God, yeah. Nate walked in with no. He's like, can I have a toothbrush? Can I do my laundry?
Yeah. And then I look over, and he's like drying his socks on the air conditioning vent. I don't know what happened.
Wait a minute.
To Nate.
Did you forget your socks and your underwear? Really?
No. I forgot the underwear, so I only have the one pair I'm wearing. So. Actually, if you had extra underwear,
no,
Alex has
no,
extra
no, no, no.
It's just you probably have a clean pair you never wear.
I will tell you, we do have a package of unopened package of white Fruit of the Loom.
I will gladly wear them, Elvis. I'm like code brown right now.
You're a underwear. Mess. Why didn't you write a list and like have
no,
a check off?
Listen, I'm, no,
wait, hold on. Aren't you going to ask me why I have whitey tighties?
Yeah,
tighty
whitey tighty whiteies.
I wanted to skip over that. I don't want to. Know
no, there's
the
a reason. There's
that.
A reason. There's a reason because why? When we wear white pants, you can't wear striped underwear.
VPL in those things. You got the panty line, the visible panty line when you wear the tighty whiteies.
No, I don't.
Do you guys call them panties?
No, whatever. He does. Anyway, here in Santa Fe, you guys, if ever you come to Santa Fe, if you've been here before, you know what I'm talking about. On the plaza, you know, the square downtown, mm-hmm. There's a five and dime store. It's been there since the 1920s. And in the back, you can actually order a Frito pie.
Yes.
A Frito chili pie. And believe me, you eat one of those and you will... It will look like a mudslide.
You'll need all that underwear.
Oh my! You'll need more underwear. More anyway, undies. Go to the Five and Dime today and buy some underwear.
Okay. Do they have the tighty whiteies?
They have everything in there. The all Five right. and Dime. You can buy. Let's see, a Santa Fe shot glass and tampons.
I bought a magnet.
You got a magnet
and some tweezers.
They have everything. You know, little towns still have Five and Dimes, and they're the most incredible.
What a five and dime
I can't
is.
Hear you. Why?
Can you explain what a Five and Dime is?
Well, back in the day, they everything cost a nickel or 10 cents. It's back at Woolworth was a big one.
Yes,
and they
Woolworth.
Had the back, exactly in the early 1900s, and they all kind of went out of business because you can't get anything for five or a dime anymore. Mm-hmm. But they still call it the Five and Dime.
Does Mr. McGee work in there? The boss?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a
about.
Prince reference to the song. It's the only reason why I know Five and Dime.
Mr. McGee.
Oh,
my
yeah.
boss is Mr. McGee, working part-time at the Five and
That's
Dime. The boss
right.
the
this is true. Oh. So anyway, so we have 300 New Yorkers. Not even that many. I'm exaggerating. All flying into Santa Fe, this little, beautiful, innocent town. And I've been warning all the Santa Fans. I'm telling you right now, get out of town. Get out of town before the New Yorkers get here.
We're not that bad. We're fine.
What? Just say, we got a rental car yesterday, and they looked us dead in the face and said, you can't rob a bank in this.
Literally.
We were like, what? What?
What?
That's one of their rules, apparently just for us. If we thought we were going to rob a bank, think again, we're not allowed to. They told Nate that.
They were kidding.
No, he was explaining. He was paraphrasing what I was signing, and he said, okay, this, you know, you're not supposed to commit any crimes, so don't rob any banks with this car. I'm like, who goes to Enterprise? It says, give me an SUV because I'm going to go to, you know, Bank of the West.
I need a getaway car.
But then at the hotel, they mentioned again that we're not allowed to rob a bank.
Yeah,
and I
what?
Was like, what do you think of New Yorkers?
I don't know.
Oh,
has there been a lot of New Yorkers robbing banks?
I don't know.
I have no idea what's scary.
Now, do they have good barbers here? Because
yes.
I need a haircut.
We have a little hole in the wall place we go. And your hair will be uneven, but they're really nice.
Okay.
But maybe they'll even out that other side of his hair.
Maybe, finally.
Give me the F-boy.
Oh, yeah. Scary. You need an F-boy.
Oh,
anyway, we're about to get into the Danielle report for this hour. What do you have coming up?
We're going to talk about, the FCC. They want to find somebody. They want to find a show because they used the emergency alert system tone.
Yeah, don't use those.
No.
You want to hear what it sounds like? I'll play it for you.
No, you can't do that.
Don't do it.
I won't do it. Anyway, so everyone's flying in. It's going to be tomorrow. We're going to have like 25 people crawling around this house.
Wow.
At 3 a.m.
I love this.
And so
poor
crazy.
Alex is trying to sleep downstairs. I'm like, sorry, you're going to close the door. It's going to be loud.
He's going to wake up.
And Chef Leti is going to be here, but I don't want him near my stove.
Oh, where's he going to cook? Do you have a grill?
Yeah,
gas grill?
Listen, he can use the toaster. That's it. We remind you, we have a big party coming up Thursday, October 10th, all a part of the New York New York City Wine and Food Festival. It's the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show Taste of New York. It's going to be incredible. Our favorite chefs from our favorite restaurants in New York City bringing our favorite dishes down. We'll be eating those, and you'll be eating them as well. And of course, we'll have cocktails. And our special guest, Alessia Cara, will be there too.
Yeah.
Just announced that yesterday.
I'm trying to convince my sister to come in for that because I think it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. Of course, the tickets are steep, but they are tax deductible because we are raising money to stop hunger in New York City. We're done. I still get pissed off when I know that there are kids who go home from school and they just don't have a nutritious meal waiting for them because their parents, they can't afford it. And we need to get food to these parents. These parents, you know, they want to feel like they're doing a great job raising their kids. We can help them. So we'll see you there at the Elvis Duran Taste of New York. Again, it's October 10th. And you can go to this
NYCWFF.org,
which is impossible to remember. Or if you just look at our Instagram or Twitter at Elvis Duran Show, all the information right there. All right, Danielle, let's get into it.
All right.
The Danielle Report. Let me push your button. There it is. All right, here we go.
So let's talk about Young Sheldon. That's the show that might be fined by the FCC. $272,000 because in this episode, one of the characters was watching a cartoon and it got interrupted by a tornado watch. And at that moment, in the background, the sound was the EAS tone, and you can't do that. You can't play games with that. It's not a joke, and they want to make sure people know that you can't just play it in a TV show. First of all, you could freak people out, which is ridiculous. $272,000 is what they might be getting fined.
Well, did you know it's also illegal to play sirens on the radio?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why every time Danielle speaks, they fine us.
You are such an ass, you know what? I'm going to do my siren right now just so
I
to annoy you.
All right,
ready?
All right.
Do it.
It's going to cost iHeartMedia a lot of money.
Go. This is my favorite Danielle thing.
Here we go. Okay, so that's against the law for you to do that on the radio.
Sorry.
You know how much you just cost us?
A lot of money, $270,000. Okay, so Millie Bobby Brown and her sister are writing a drama for Netflix. It's actually, they're developing this whole show. It's based on an original story that they wrote, and it is a long-standing feud between two Long Island families. They come to a head when one of their teenage daughters is diagnosed with cancer. And so Millie Bobby Brown is heading this with her sister for Netflix. So that is
what I read about Netflix, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Game of Thrones, not on Netflix. Game of Thrones is $15 million an episode to make. It's the most expensive weekly whatever show serial show. The second most expensive is $13 million an episode, The Crown on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, I can't wait for another season to hit us.
Huh. I wonder what it is that makes it cost so much. Is it costumes? Is
everything.
It like,
sets.
Dragons are not cheap.
Michael Jordan donated $1 million to the hurricane relief in the Bahamas, and Leonardo DiCaprio is asking people to join him in donating as well. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, did you see their photo shoot for the upcoming issue of Playboy?
I did.
So Kylie posted a little picture where she teases something. It looks like she's completely nude, but she's just shirtless. She's not completely nude, but they look good. They definitely look good. And Jennifer Aniston, you know she's not a new name in Hollywood. She's been acting for 30 years, but she said she feels like she's just about to bloom, that this is like the beginning for her. So that's got to be cool to feel that way after acting for all those years, you know, to feel like you still got it and things are still going to be happening for you. I love it. So our girl Rihanna, actually Rihanna, we're going to say
Rihanna.
It's Rihanna or Rihanna?
It's Rihanna.
Anna. Okay.
And people, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. That's how she says it.
It's people Rihanna. Get mad when you say it that way. So Rihanna is about to play Poison in Robert Pattinson's Batman. At least that's what we're hoping. The rumor is...
Poison Ivy?
Yes. What'd I say?
Poison. But
oh. The rumor is... Sorry. The Rihanna... Threw me off. The rumor is that they really want her covered in green on the big screen, which would be awesome. And there are other villains that are going to be in the film. Catwoman, the Penguin, the Riddler. So it's going to be awesome to see this come to life. So I can't wait. Hopefully she'll sign on the dotted line and we'll get that. Also, there's rumors going around that Jennifer Lopez will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. So I'll keep you posted on that. Let's see. America's Got Talent. You've got a lot of 9/11 stuff tonight. So check your local listings. It's the first season finale of Songland. And you've got a little Hollywood game night action tonight as well.
Thank you, Daniel. Line 21, real quick. I got to talk to Kelly, who's been holding for a while, listening to us, I think on Q102 in Philly. Hey, Kelly, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm so sorry for the long wait, but Danielle just goes on and on.
So sorry.
Her siren
it's all right.
and everything.
As long as you guys are talking about wedding, I'm in.
Aww. Okay, well, as you know, it's wedding week. I'm getting married this weekend. Everyone's coming in for the big wedding, and Karen, my rule was no gifts because we have so much crap. We don't need anything else.
Right.
Uh oh.
But sometimes people bring checks in cards to weddings. I'm like, and I get that. Please don't. We don't need anything. But anyway, so you were telling a story to us on the text messages about what?
So I have a friend that'll come to a wedding, and he will bring a blank check with him. And then as he gets there, he'll kind of critique the wedding and see how it's going. You know, he starts out at like $500. And then as he gets there, if the hors d'oeuvres are good, he keeps it at $500. If they're bad, he'll deduct money.
Are you
and
serious?
Everything, he critiques the whole wedding as he goes through the night. And if he has, if the DJ is bad, if his plate isn't good, if the service isn't good, he'll just critique the whole thing. And if he had a blast, you'll get that $500.
Isn't that a
and
bit of a...
think about...
What, is he, can ahead. I ask a question? Is he a douchebag in real life? I mean,
Clearly.
Be honest.
He's really not in real life. Huh. In real life, he's awesome, but he's just... You know, that type of person that just wants to have a good time, and if he's not having a good time, he's not going to pay you for it.
Well, I know, but here's the thing. If you go to, let's say, I don't know, an event, an entertainment event, where you're supposed to pay to get in, that's one thing. But this is the check is a gift to
right,
the couple,
of
you know,
course.
Right? I mean, has he ever explained to you why he does it?
No, it's just how he does it and how he thinks that, you know, he should be... You know, how he should have a good night, you know, so he doesn't want to be paying for something that he's not having fun for.
Does he make sure everyone around him knows, oh, look at that. That's not, that song's awful the DJ's playing. I'm going to take off another $25. $25. I mean, does he tell
her? He lets some people know, but not a lot of people really know what he's doing. Only like the close friends of us know.
Our wedding this weekend is going to be so boring. I'm glad your friend isn't coming because I would get a check for $15.
Right.
Hey, I'll come to your wedding, and I know a couple people, me and my boss, actually follow your show, and we love it. We're always talking about, and every morning we're like, did you hear that on Elvis Duran this morning? And we're always talking about it.
Oh, I love that.
I just saw him in the hallway, and I was like, do you know who's getting married this week? And he's like, and someone else said, Elvis Duran. And I was like, there you go. How come you didn't know?
I still think we should have given away to a listener coming to your wedding.
I wish I had room. I would invite 5 million more people. We don't have room. You know how it is. It's like, anyway, I love you, Kelly. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day, okay?
You too. Have a good wedding. Hope everything goes as planned.
Oh, me too. Believe me.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Rain in the Morning Show.
I've always loved hot sauce, but now with Cholula in my life, I love it even more. It's filled with unique flavor and just enough heat. What's not to like? So grab your bottle of Cholula, the one with the wooden cap.
Hi. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
You guys are awesome. I hear you every single morning. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
I love all of you.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm talking to Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran.
Oh, sorry.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Welcome to the day. Very bittersweet day for many, many people. Of course, it is 9/11. 18 years ago today, you know what happened. And we're still feeling it today. And it affected all of us in a different way. And that's my point. And I'll say this several times during the show, as I do every year. However you need to spend this day for you, do it that way.
Yeah.
As you know, we're going to get irreverent. We're gonna ramp it up and rev it up. And so if that's not what you're into today, I totally respect that. And I appreciate you listening. Now, we will, as we do every year, and we'll continue to do every year, as long as I'm working this show, as long as we're on, we will be honoring everyone we lost and the families who lost people on 9/11 with a moment of silence coming up at 8:46 a.m. East Coast time. That is the time that the first plane hit the World Trade Towers. So that's coming up later this hour. So I hope you're with us. And it's really a powerful moment of silence.
Yeah.
And I will tell you a little something. This is like a little back, you know, like a little backstage information. When we do the moment of silence, I'll say it now, so you'll be ready for it. We always have to have a sound in the background, right? We call it a drone. And the reason why is if we have silence on our show for more than a certain amount of time, all the radio stations kick in and like they'll play a Dolly Parton song or something. And we don't need that.
Yeah.
Not today. Even though we love Dolly Parton. So anyway, and of course, we always have a song that we love and find so appropriate to play after the moment of silence. And wait till you hear today's. It's just incredible. Anyway, so here we are. We're in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Danielle's still in New York. She's flying out today.
Yes.
The entire show's coming out because it's wedding week.
Yes.
I love this.
I can't believe we're here.
Okay, so I have no plans on ever getting married. It's like not my thing. But I love love, and I love watching other people celebrate, and I love how exciting this moment is in your life and all of the fun things. And I like comparing different weddings, like who did what. Your boy Mikey's here, and I love him.
Yeah, Mikey
just
Russo.
All happy.
Hi, Mikey Russo.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, wake up.
Oh, I just woke up.
Hello, Mikey.
Just rolled out of bed.
Yeah, it is a little early here. So, Mikey, and of course, Danielle. You met Danielle before.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Good morning, so beautiful.
Mikey
morning.
Russo. Mikey Russo is our wedding planner. Because would, heaven forbid a wedding, what would that look like if we planned it? That would just be, it'd be awful.
No, it would be beautiful.
I don't know. Someone said yesterday, was it you?
It was me. I actually, hi, I'm Scary. Nice to meet you in person. But I've heard your voice. We've spoken, emailed, exchanged back and forth.
Okay,
I've gotten to know the kind of person who you are. You are Mario Cantone in Sex and the City. You are
that.
The wedding planner. You are him.
He's way funnier. Mikey's way funnier.
I don't know. Mario's a very funny guy.
Yeah, Mario's pretty funny.
Is that a compliment?
It is. And I've done The View a few times, and Mario was the guest as well. So, like, our two worlds collided a few
times. There you go.
And he's so nice, yeah.
We want to talk to you about what it's like planning weddings and stuff like that. I'm sure you've seen at all because you've done a lot of weddings.
Yeah, I've seen everything.
And do you have a
well, up until recently working with you and Alex.
With that said,
wait, are they divas? Divas?
No, there's no divas. Let me tell you, Mikey Russo's the only diva in this room.
Mikey packs checked luggage for his hair product.
He does.
And
that's
I respect
true.
That.
That's true. Or I FedEx it.
He FedExes his hair product.
Oh my God.
Which is something Nate would do, but obviously he didn't do it today.
Too early here.
Let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Danielle, in New York.
I got to pull this out of my bag. Hold on.
I beg your pardon.
So,
then you mean go somewhere else?
Yes, go somewhere else and come back to me.
Scary. Yeah.
You know, my mother never ceases to amaze me. She calls me at any time of the day, and no matter what time it is in the day, she's like, Anthony? Yeah. Are you asleep?
Oh my God, my dad does that.
I'm like, Ma, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm not asleep. It could be 6 o'clock at night. Anthony, you asleep? Why is it the first thing she wants to know is if she woke me up or not?
Because she doesn't want to feel as she's imposing on you. I mean, she.
But these are preposterous times of the day that she's asking that question. It's not 2 o'clock in the morning when she's calling me. But I don't know. And apparently Gandhi and Nate, they said the same thing immediately.
Really? So Gandhi, really? Your mom will call you and say, are you sleeping?
It's my dad. He calls and no matter what time it is, he says, Maitha, did I wake you? I'm like, if you thought you were going to wake me, why'd you call? Also, no, you didn't wake me up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's a good time. It's a good time for a nap.
I've got a philosophy and a theory on that.
Okay.
I think it's so that they feel like it's the reason that you're not calling them is that you must be asleep. Otherwise, you'd be calling me as a good son.
Okay, it makes sense.
You must be asleep. You're not calling me.
As you know, straight Nate, Mikey, he used to be a dancer, if you know what I'm saying, an exotic dancer.
Okay,
his name was, what was your name when you were a dancer?
Michael J. Cox.
Yeah, well, someone sent a text. Will Michael J. Cox give Elvis his last lap dance before getting married?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give Alex his last lap
okay,
dance.
No, you better get some new underwear before you start doing this, Nate.
I need to do some laundry.
By the way, as you know, we're broadcasting from my house, and so Nate disappeared for 15 minutes, so we know where he was.
Stop!
I don't want a lap dance from someone who just shushied.
It took that long to go to your bathroom, for crying out
loud. Oh, stop it. All right, Danielle, I can't wait till you're here tomorrow because I got your Jimmy Dean sausage biscuits.
Thank you. I'm going to have to give you an IOU for this one because I found the best hide socks. You know the socks you put on, but they're hidden so you don't see them through the sneaker?
No shows.
Girls have a problem because sometimes they slip off of your heel.
No, guys do too.
I found the best ones at DSW, and I brought in the stupid little card that they came on. I can't find it, so I have to owe you one. I'll find out the name of it and let everybody know. But these are the best ones I've ever used.
Yes. I have yet to find no-show socks that don't give up.
Yeah, there are some Ralph Lauren's that are really good.
Yeah.
Did you know one time they weren't no-show socks? This is so embarrassing. I had these socks on it was my last pair because they were all my other socks. Were dirty. I put these socks on that were so stretched out. I looked down at one point and they had come down my ankle and over my shoe. I was walking on my sock that was over my shoe.
Oh,
it was awful. It was ghastly. Gandhi.
Hello. Okay, so I think it's important to realize when you're a big hypocrite about something and point it out. And I am a giant hypocrite about this. Friend poaching drives me nuts. Like, if I have a friend, friend poaching.
Okay, go ahead. I have a problem with you. Go ahead.
No. But it's my friend. You can't have my friend. However, I'm totally poaching Mikey from you because Mikey is my favorite. And the first time I met him, I was like, you're going to be my new best friend.
Yes.
And I'm stealing Mikey. And I've told you this before. And I'm a hypocrite. And I'm sorry.
I love it.
Okay, feel free. Here's the thing about having Mikey, my wedding planner, as my friend.
Uh-huh.
You can have him as a friend. He'll send you a bill every month.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Listen, I had to pull Alex in a little bit and Elvis with, you know, what they were doing for the wedding. So, you know, I tried to save.
I can't wait to find out these details.
Yeah. Oh, look, Lydia Malcolm just walked in.
Hey, Lydia!
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Lydia, you're happy.
Oh, my God. I'm serious. This room could not be gayer if our names were all gay gayerson. Anyway, even straight Nate's extra gay today.
I feel it. Hey, anyway, influence.
All right, so if someone can give us a clue, if it's not the DSW no-show socks that Danielle's talking about.
Yeah, I got to find the name.
I need to find the ones that don't fall.
I'm telling you, Ralph Lauren's, I'll show them to you. They're amazing. Yeah. My boyfriend gave them to me, and they're like the best things ever.
All right. Well, let's talk about weddings.
Yes.
Where's my Here Comes the Bride? Scary.
Oh, come on.
Scary.
Epic
engineer,
fail. Scary.
Engineer
epic
failure.
Fail.
See, this is why you need me, Elvis.
So
we've been on cue.
Okay, so here's the history. Now, Alex and I have known Mikey Russo as a friend for many, many, many years.
Yes.
He's married to a friend of ours whose best friends he grew up with for many, many years. We just have ties. So, you know, never knowing that we would ever get married, we finally were told, yes, you may now get married. And I'm like, we got to plan a wedding. What do we do? Mikey Russo. Yes. So my first thought was, is it a good idea to hire a friend to do your wedding? And I don't even want to say hire. I just say, like, contract a friend to do your wedding. So far, so good.
Yes. I think it is. If that friend is a professional and really good at what they do, it should be your friend.
And well, he is.
And also, from the other side of it, so of course, it's very professional. Everything's done, you know, with the highest of intent. But, like, it's my friend's wedding, so I'm involved and invested even more so.
So you really can't slip this up.
No, never.
You really can't. I know. But so hiring a wedding planner is an incredible thing. It's a great gift for yourself. And by the way, when you start thinking about wedding planners, you're like, oh, my God, I could never afford that. That's not true. There are so many wedding planners out there who are great at what they're great at what they do and all different price ranges and stuff. So never, ever rule that out.
Yes.
Having
and also,
someone help you out with
and
your
also,
wedding.
And also, like, along the way, you know, I've done this for a really long time. So bride and grooms you know, they are doing this for the first time. Mm-hmm. So there's hidden fees and cost and everything.
There are?
And some vendors, unfortunately, tack on stuff that they really shouldn't. So it's my job to say, no, we're not paying that. That's, like, ridiculous. So my fee kind of gets absorbed in itself. So I save my couples a lot along the way.
Well, thank you. Look at that. And he's thrifty, too.
Yes.
I know, but...
Okay. So I can spend more money in other places.
Yeah.
My favorite conversation with Mikey is, and I hate to say this because it's very irreverent. I know you would never, ever talk about any of your clients because it's a very discreet thing. But you can sometimes tell, if you want to talk about this, great. If not, great. Mm-hmm. You can sometimes tell if a marriage is going to last just by the way work with each other and with you in planning a wedding, right?
Yes, 100%.
Like, okay, so look in your crystal ball. Are Alex and I going to, are we going to be okay?
Yes, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll
that
be
is the
absolutely
only
fine.
Answer you could give.
Yes. So I met with a couple, and it's funny because, like, people interview me to plan their weddings, but I'm also interviewing them because, you know, this is a whole journey, as Elvis will tell you. You know, we talk, like, almost every day. There's text messages going back and forth. So
a lot.
It's a lot to be involved with someone. So you want to make sure that the people you're working with are also on the same level of you. So fun, you know, you want to make sure that it's going to be a great experience overall.
Have you ever turned somebody down?
Yes.
Oh,
why?
Is that a bad juju?
Well, because A, I knew they wouldn't get married.
and what do you mean by that?
I could just tell.
What do you mean? Okay, what are the red flags you see?
Yeah.
Just totally on separate pages. Like, one will want something totally different and not be receptive to the other party.
Like there's,
at all.
There's no
there's just
compromise.
There's no compromise. And there's just, like, no connection in just in everything. It's very weird to see, but it happens.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so what are the red flags? Like, things you see and you just, you're like, oh, no, they shouldn't even get married.
So when the bride comes to me and she's like, oh, so I've had this planned since I was 16.
Oh, geez.
Okay, well, how could you plan something that you were 16, now you're like 32, and you just met your fiancé a year ago? So how does he fit into that plan?
Right.
Right.
You know? And some... most of the times they'll be like, oh, that I just don't care.
Oh, yeah. My God.
But do you have to remind them that it's not just their day, that it's also his day?
Yes, but I also remind my couples along the way that it's not a wedding, it's a marriage. So there's a lot that goes into planning a wedding. So, of course, it's fun and fabulous and all of that stuff. But the second you say I do, that's when it really becomes important. And that's the marriage. So I have to, like, keep my clients in check along the way.
Well, Straight Nate, we keep thinking he's going to get married. We don't know. But he has a question for Mikey Russo, the wedding planner.
Yes. I do. So is it a good or a bad sign when someone, maybe the guy or the more dominant person, I don't know what you want to say, says, honey, you just plan it, take care of everything, just tell me where and when. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I mean, that happens quite a bit. So, like, the grooms kind of are just a little removed from the whole planning process. But as the planning goes on, they kind of jump out. They're like, oh, I don't like that. Well, I thought you said you didn't care.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that happens. Like, they'll say they don't want to be involved. And I think they feel like that's, like, the macho thing to say. But they really... they do have opinions.
See, my husband, he planned almost all of our wedding. He had a green folder, and he had it down to a T. When we showed up to that church and everything, he knew exactly what was supposed to happen, when and where.
You must have loved that.
Oh, it was amazing. He was so involved. And we didn't fight at all about it, at all. It was great.
But did you not want to be part of the planning?
Yeah, no, I was part of the planning, but he took more of a part than normally. You know, like, normal guys don't normally do that. But he just did. It was great.
So yesterday I gave a piece of advice, and it was not the most popular piece of advice, but I think it was very smart. Everything I say is brilliant.
Always, yes.
I said, look, even if you are about to march down that aisle, even if you're about to put, they were going to put the ring on your finger in front of 500 guests and family, friends, whatever, you still have the ability to say no.
Always.
Right.
Do not get married just because you're pressured into the ceremony and the party.
Wait, Mikey, has that ever happened? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, has it ever happened?
So, yes.
Oh,
it has.
Give us names.
No, I kid you not. It was literally the day of the wedding, and it was like hours before. And I won't say if it was her or him, but they decided that it just was not the appropriate time to get married.
I think that's great.
Well, yeah, for you to say that, but I had to, like, plan everything to say no. So
That's your job.
We staged, like, a little disaster.
No, what do you mean? Oh. You mean you deflected?
Yes.
So no one stood in front of the wedding and said, I have an announcement to make. This wedding is not going to happen today because the couple has decided not to get married. Why don't you just do that and be honest?
Yeah,
right. Because that's not what they wanted.
Okay.
what'd you do? Okay.
So we had a power outage.
You went down to the basement and turned off the power wedding?
Yep.
Awesome.
So no power.
Oh, my gosh, that is so good.
But in essence, they really could have done it without the power.
Of course.
But, so we cut the power. And then they said that was the sign that why they shouldn't get married.
Oh,
this is awesome.
That's
bullcrap. Awesome.
Did they ever get married?
No.
No. Oh.
Did anyone happen to notice that?
Of course. Yeah, their whole family. What's happening?
So I wonder how many people at that wedding knew. They just like, oh, thank God they didn't get married. These
I think probably most people knew. But it's hard. It's like when you're in it, so it's easier for us to say, like, just pull out. But, like, you know.
Look,
in the middle of it,
I'm telling you right now, there's two things. There's a wedding and there's a marriage. Right. And they are, in my opinion, two different things.
Totally different things.
And so getting married, you've got to take it the most serious. You've got to take getting married seriously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you are all the way at the altar and you know it's not supposed to happen, pull the plug. I know it's impossible. It's so easy for me to say that. And by the way, I can't wait till the wedding Saturday night when the power goes off.
Oh, my God.
I was wondering.
Oh, my God. Does anyone have a candle?
No, we have generators on hand.
Oh, crap.
You'll have to have a better excuse.
Oh, my God.
Do you wear a headset the day of, like Jennifer Lopez in The Wedding Planner?
I do.
When do we get to ask Mikey all the questions about you and Alex in the plane?
Yeah.
Okay, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Mikey Russo...
I love
the wedding planner. I'm telling you right now, any question is fair game.
Done. I'm making my list.
So when we come back on next break,
okay.
And if you want to text any questions at 55100, call us at 800-242-0100. Why are you playing this stupid song?
Oh, I love this song.
Well, I'm not a bride and I'm not wearing white.
Here comes the groom. What rhymes with groom? Doom. Doom.
Broom. Fly me out of here. Right. Whatever question you want to ask Mikey, I have no problem. I have no problem answering.
Okay.
How's that? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Are we going to do the three things that we need to know from Gandhi?
Quickly.
Oh, okay. God, listen. Oh, turn that off. Really? Look at straight Nate. Even in Santa Fe, where you were supposed to chill out, he's still like, gotta go.
We've only been here for like 12 hours.
Hubba, hubba, chop, chop. Tick tock, tick tock. Time is money. Money is time. All right. So we'll be back with more of the Mikey Russo coming up. Text your questions, 55100. Whatever you want to know. It's kind of cool. Having a wedding planner, a real live wedding planner. Crazy.
A real wedding planner.
A real wedding planner. Into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what are they?
National Security Advisor John Bolton is officially out. President Trump said in a tweet yesterday his services are no longer needed. He will name another security advisor later next week. And this is the third National Security Advisor that he's gone through in less than 3 years. All right. We've talked a lot today about the anniversary of 9/11. And this is actually a really uplifting story coming from the newest class of New York City firefighters set to graduate this month. 13 of them are children of firefighters who lost their lives on that day. And they say that this is the biggest legacy class that they have ever had. So that's really nice as well. And finally, a monkey is on the loose in Southeast Texas.
What?
I love when animals escape. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, my God.
You know I love it. I'm always like, yeah, go monkey, go. Apparently, they have a primate team helping them in the search. And they're asking people not to approach the monkey because it's a little bit rambunctious.
Okay. Perfect. Look out for that monkey.
Just call me if you see it.
Only Gandhi would come on our show and say, go, monkey, go.
Oh, you all know you root for the animals. Come on.
All right. We'll be back after this.
This show.
I love it.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Sponsored by State Farm. Protect your car and home with the one that's here to help your life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wow, what a day. It's wedding week, and of course, we're all gathering in Santa Fe, New Mexico, here at the home studio. How many loads of laundry have you done downstairs in my laundry room, Straight Nate?
God, Nate.
Only one so far.
God.
He finally one. Took his socks off the air conditioner and stopped drying them.
Dryer wasn't working.
Oh, the dryer does take a very long time.
Yeah, it does. Okay, everyone calm down. All right, look, so that voice you hear is Mikey Russo. He's our wedding planner. He's done.
Hi, Mikey.
How many weddings have you done? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, my God.
You've planned how many weddings?
I can't even imagine.
Hundreds?
Oh, yeah, hundreds.
How many years have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 15 years.
Wow.
Probably actually a little longer.
Yeah. He's been doing a long time, and he's done some beautiful weddings. So we thought rather than Alex and I, we have no business planning anything, especially a wedding. So we called our friend Mikey, who we've been really good friends with for many years. The questions are coming in, and I'm telling you right now, I want you to answer honestly. I don't want you to hold back. Nothing will embarrass me.
Okay, wonderful.
One question that I just saw come in, was there anything that you had to politely talk Elvis and Alex out of that you thought just shouldn't be done at the wedding?
Not really. I would say it's... You both had very clear visions of what you wanted, but they were a little loud. So I had to pull them back a little bit.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean loud?
Just like the overall theme, because I don't want to give too much away, but just like the overall theme. So like that happens a lot with clients. So I'll just have to give them a refined version of it.
The theme of the wedding is the Day of the Dead.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know. That's no secret.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what did we want to do that you thought was tacky?
No, not tacky. Did I say tacky?
He said loud.
I said loud.
He said it politely.
But he meant tacky.
They meant tacky. Yeah.
No, so like color-wise. So there's a very fine line of being like colorful and then being like tastefully colorful.
Oh, well, that was Alex. I didn't do that.
So is there anything that they're going to do that in the back of your mind you're like, oh gosh, this should not be happening?
No, not really. Like, I feel like I pushed them to do a few more things than...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Than average.
I tell you what, I mean, Mikey keeps trying to get us to do the traditional stuff, like the first dance and, you know, throw my garter.
No, oh,
yeah.
No.
Like, what's going throw on? That garter.
Throw my bouquet.
Throw the jock strap.
Oh, my God. Let's go talk to Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Thank you for holding on so long. What's going on, Lauren?
Hi, good morning.
Well, welcome. Let me give you some music to talk to here, Lauren. Lauren is now calling to talk to us and, of course, Mikey Russo, our wedding planner. Do you have a question about the planning of this wedding?
Okay, so yeah, I do. So I am actually getting married this weekend as well.
Congratulations. And, hold on, don't ask him a question. He'll send you an invoice.
Oh gosh. Oh, God. I don't know if I've got the leftover budget for that. A couple months ago, I live in Dayton, Ohio. I live in a small town that's near Dayton, Ohio. So the Memorial Day tornadoes hit in May, obviously. And we found out about 2 months later that the damage to our venue from the tornadoes caused it to be condemned by the city. And we didn't find out until 2 weeks ago that they were finally reopened and that we could still have our wedding there, which is great, but it caused a massive amount of stress. So is there anything that happened in your planning process that just caused you, like, to go over the top with stress?
By the way, if your building is blown down, it's a sign, girl.
Yeah, no!
Molly, you in trouble, girl. All right, so yeah, as far as panicking, so...
I mean, you haven't really panicked.
Yeah, you don't sound panicky to me, Lauren.
No, I'm so excited. Like, I love my fiancé more than anything in the world. I can't wait to marry him, and if we had to do it in, like, my backyard, I'd do it.
Me too. May I borrow your backyard? Yeah. It'll cost a lot less money. Now, so, Mikey,
and that's the right. Yes.
I will tell you this. Here's what's great about Mikey, Lauren. I have yet to see you crack under stress at all.
No.
Do you ever crack?
I don't. So I've been doing this a really long time, and I work with crazy celebrities. So I never.
What?
I'm never shocked by a request. Like, there's literally nothing anyone has ever said.
Can you tell us the craziest request? Like, was it live animals? What was it?
Well, that was Elvis and I.
Yeah, we have a live animal. We have a live animal or two.
No, honestly, I haven't had anything super, super crazy. Like, honestly.
Really? No one said, okay, the bride and the groom would like to do lines of cocaine in front of their...
their guests.
I mean, I just have to arrange it discreetly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Lauren from Dayton, Ohio, here's Guy Chesthair. He has a very big surprise for you.
Guess what? Here's something no one was thoughtful enough to give you for your bridal registry. The DeLonghi Dynamica.
It's
the new DeLonghi Dynamica with True Brew over ice technology. Oh. Now enjoy your favorite espresso lattes, cappuccinos, or the most perfect iced coffee anytime with the touch of a button with the new DeLonghi Dynamica.
Oh.
And make sure you go to Bed Bath & Beyond to get DeLonghi on your wedding registry today.
There you go, Lauren.
We didn't want to short you, so we gave you a DeLonghi.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Guy Chesthair. Enjoy, Lauren.
It's so funny.
Thank
Lauren's
you
like,
so
what
much.
The
my
hell just happened?
Love that.
Well, thank you, and best of luck with your wedding this weekend. I'll be thinking about you, okay?
You too.
All right. Thanks for listening. Yes, Gon, do you have a question for Mikey Russo?
I have so many. But first of all, who was the bigger diva, Alex or Elvis?
Uncle Johnny.
Oh, what? Was he really? That's not surprising.
Oh, boy, Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny's
what has he wanted?
Well, let me tell you something. Uncle Johnny deserves whatever he wants because he's our Uncle Johnny.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
I know he's not getting married.
Well, we've only had to give him his instructions on how to get to Santa Fe 5 times.
5,000 times.
And he'll call back the next day going, hey, no one told me how to get there. Well, yeah, Johnny, we just told you how to get here. No, I don't know nothing.
How big is this orchestra going to be?
Eight pieces? Yes.
Okay, so after this, going through the process with Alex and Elvis and seeing how they both work, if you had to marry one of them, who's it going to be?
Oh. But I would pick both because...
No, you can't pick that. You have to pick one.
Pick one.
Oh, God, that's a hard question.
I'm sorry, what was that question again?
After going through the process with the two of you, if Mikey had to marry one of the two of you, who's he going to marry?
Huh, it'd be me because I'm here in the room with you and Alex is asleep.
I would... That's a hard question. Ooh. I can't answer that because through the whole planning process, they've both been really intent on certain things.
You're not dishing any dirt at all.
Mikey, you said you were going to answer everything.
You're not doing anything.
But that's a hard question to answer.
I know.
Just say
that's why me. I asked it.
Just say Elvis. Say it.
Elvis.
Yay. People are asking, have you ever planned a nudist wedding?
No.
Not yet.
All right.
Would you want to go to a wedding like that?
No, not me.
Have you ever done a Halloween wedding? It's all costume themed?
It wasn't costume themed, but the guests didn't dress up, but they were very themed.
What did they wear?
She wore a black wedding gown.
Right?
Ooh. Yeah. And then there was skulls everywhere.
I bet Danielle, if you redid it, Danielle, you're if you ever want to get married again, she's all skulls and all black.
Oh my gosh, all skulls, day of the day, everything. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Vow renewal, Danielle.
I'm ready.
People want to know the craziest celebrity that you've ever worked with.
The craziest celebrity?
We want names.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, stop.
No. I mean, no, I really don't have crazy clients because all of my clients come from referrals. So, like, after your wedding, I'll get a bunch of referrals.
Oh, so do I get a cut of that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Of course. No. So, like, I know where my clients are coming from. So, I'm approached in a different way. So, like, the craziness kind of just gets a backseat, if that makes sense.
One more quick question, then we got to run.
Okay. Are there any guests that you guys are worried about that are going to cause a scene or get too drunk?
Yeah, we did have one. We had one request about seating.
Yes.
Without using names.
Yes. Yeah, other than that, you know, it's funny. The stress of, you know, the planning of the wedding, it's everyone outside of the couple. So everyone is, like, stressed about their own things selfishly, which then gets thrown on to the couple, which is really annoying.
Yeah, we have one couple coming that there's a separation there, so they need to be on opposite ends of the room. And so we're making sure that happens.
Right.
Cool.
It will accommodate.
Yes, of course.
And we have a couple of other people coming who are going to cause a little bit of a security issue.
Yes. I need names in the commercial break.
Hey, Mikey, is Elvis a top or a bottom? Oh, no, don't answer that. I don't. Please.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Mikey, thank you. Shut up, Danielle. Thank you for being here for us. And I know that I text Mikey like 25 times a day, and I'm not kidding.
No, I love
it. I'm going to ask you again. Are there any surprises that I don't know about? Because I hate surprises.
To be determined.
Oh, God, I hate you. Wow.
Yay,
all right. Mikey Russo, we love you.
This is Ariana Grande. Hey, what's up? It's Halsey.
What's up, guys? I'm Khalid.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Did you know there's been something going on at Taco Bell all this time and they never told us about it? Why are they so secretive at Taco Bell? What the hell? If you want to get bacon, eggs, cheese, and an entire hash brown wrapped inside a grilled tortilla, it's called the Breakfast Crunch Wrap, and it's on Taco Bell's breakfast menu. No, it's not new. They've had it all along. I'm sorry, what's that
guy? I was going to say, I find it rude that they've been keeping this secret.
Well, yeah, why are they so shifty?
I don't know.
But I've had one. I've had several. The Breakfast Crunch Wrap on Taco Bell's breakfast menu. It was a secret no longer. I've decided to let it out of the bag. Try it for yourself at Taco Bell, the Breakfast Crunch Wrap. We're back after this.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Thank you for listening. Every year on 9/11, it is one of those days where you wake up, you know you're going to come in and do the show, and you're thinking, here we go. Got to get in there and do it. This is what we do. Yep. It was 18 years ago today. We all came to work thinking it was just another day. And we were just talking about the most trivial things, and it was the most beautiful sunshine-filled day, and it was just another day. And then, of course, at 8:46 and 40 seconds East Coast time that morning, everything changed when the first plane hit World Trade Center. And so as we were watching it from our studios directly across the Hudson River, it was unbelievable to see, well, first of all, this huge plane hitting this beautiful building that was just such a, we thought was just a fixture forever. And then when we saw the second plane hit, then we heard the stories from Shanksville, Pennsylvania and the Pentagon, we knew that our lives are changed forever. And I'm sure it's easy for us to figure out how our lives changed 18 years ago today. But there are many parts of our lives that are just buried beneath many layers that we've decided to keep hidden there, to keep in those rooms in our hearts that we're afraid to open up because we're afraid to deal with it. But we all deal with it. To the families who've lost, to the colleagues who've lost, 18 years ago today, we give you this moment of silence here on 9/11.
Sweeping underneath the rug doesn't mean the dirt won't come up. There's a fire burning up. Only thing stronger than hate is love. We need a change. Oh, yeah. A song of amazing grace. Won't be quiet anymore. Our love say here is loud and clear. Damage can't be undone. Let's not pretend it disappears. We need a change. For some amazing grace. Let's go. Step by step and break by break. trying to sound. They'll say our moment's not allowed, but we won't be back good now. Hands up, we're about to tap this down. It's gonna change. Oh, yeah, yeah. With love and humanity. So step by step, step by step.
There you go. That is our Lisa, and We Won't Move. What a beautiful song that is. And there you go. It is 9/11, 18 years later. And rather than doing an entire minute of silence, we did a moment of silence, and we'll do it again next year, and we'll do it the year after. We'll keep doing it.
Yep.
This is what we do.
That's right.
Interesting call here on line 21. Anthony, if you could hit that for me. From East Meadow, Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. We're doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I know. So I'm actually a teacher. I teach in Queens, and I know today's going to be a rough day. We're actually doing a full curriculum school-wide, every subject, talking about 9/11 and the different aspects of it. Because as you guys know, most kids in school now weren't even born at the time. You know, right. Our seniors maybe are 18. So every subject is going to be doing something different.
Hey, so Aaron, it's interesting. Your perspective is very interesting to me because a lot of our listeners were in school on 9/11 18 years ago, as you were. You were in fifth grade, right?
Yeah, I was in fifth grade. I was 10 years old.
And tell me how your fifth grade teacher handled it when the news broke.
So I was actually on the bus when everything started happening. And right when the day started, we knew something was wrong. We knew right away something was off. She kept leaving the classroom. She kept getting phone calls. Other teachers were coming in. And we started getting a little worked up. We're like, okay, what's going on? And eventually, after a little while, she came back in and she told us, she goes, a plane hit a building in New York City. And immediately we all started getting riled up. And she was just like, okay, it's okay. Like, we don't know a lot right now. But she was just so calm about it, and her saying, we have a phone in the classroom. If you want to call your parents, you can call them. If you need to go talk to a guidance counselor, you can go talk to them. If you want to go to the main office, talk to them. And all throughout the day, they were beeping in with messages, you know, Susie's mom wants Susie to know that she's okay. So we were just getting that reassurance all day from the teachers and the staff in the building.
Wow. So your teacher and the way your teacher handled this in your fifth grade class, is this what motivated you to become a teacher?
This is one of the many reasons that I became a teacher, but definitely, yeah, the way she was. As I got older, I realized, you know, at first we were like, when I got home, I realized how bad it was. And when I was a little angry. You know, I was like, why didn't she tell me how serious it was? My mom worked in Manhattan. She still works in Manhattan to this day. So I'm like, I wish I had known what was going on. And just hearing her story about walking across the bridge and just trying to find somebody to pick her up. But then I realized as I got older, it was amazing what she did. She kept 25, 10, and 11-year-old kids calm during the scariest moment of our lives. And I wanted to be able to do that for future generations.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, we love our teachers, and now I just love our teachers a lot more because it's more than just opening a book and saying, learn this, go.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow, you know? And of course, Aaron, you know, Danielle, who has kids in school, you kind of wonder, like, I couldn't be a parent. Thank God I have a schnauzer. I don't have to explain to my schnauzer what happened because I'm like, hi, schnauzer, Max. But having kids, I mean, how do you deal with that, Danielle? And talk to Aaron about it.
I'm just wondering, like, you know, kids who have, like, maybe anxiety and worry a lot about all the things going on in the world right now, how do teachers deal with those type of kids in school?
I consider myself very blessed at the school I'm at. It's a very small school, and we are very big on the social-emotional part. So every week, we actually have an advisory. And I've had my girls for 3 years now. They're seniors, and I'm going to be so upset to see them go. But they know they have teachers to confide in. They know they have super supportive guidance counselors to go to. If a kid comes to me, or we're even able to identify the signs in our school when a kid's getting overwhelmed, you know, I see that kid starting to hyperventilate or shake or slow down their writing, and I'm able to pull them into the hall and say, what's going on? If they don't feel comfortable telling me, it's okay, who do you feel comfortable talking to?
Okay.
And then I'm able to send them to that teacher, that guidance counselor, no questions asked.
Wow.
Well, Aaron, you're great. Thank you so much for listening. It's an honor to have you here, and you go tell those kids we said hi, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. You know what? Here it is 18 years later, and we're still trying to figure out how we are still living with what happened. And another layer is from the positive side, you know, we can now recognize people who are living with anxiety or depression, and maybe because of 9/11 or being 9/11 being a part of it, we're not as afraid to talk about it anymore. We're not sweeping it under the rug as much anymore. And there you go. You know, sometimes it after these awful events, you do find pockets of things that we do learn from them that move us forward. I'm very grateful for that. Wow, what a day.
Wow.
18 years ago. The number one song was I'm Real by J-Lo and Ja Rule.
Wow.
Actually, that was the song that we were playing when we found out.
That was the song we were playing.
When we found out. And you came out of the song and you just started describing what we were seeing.
It was weird.
Everything just changed forever.
In the background, a lot of people are texting in asking if we can play back the sound of our show that day.
No.
I have it. I have it recorded and I have it hidden. I can't listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has it. Does anyone have it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Oh,
I don't want it.
He has it.
I don't need to hear it.
No.
We were there. There you have it. So this is a very, very important day for so many people. And to you, it may just be another day. And if that's how this day rolls for you, that's totally fine. I want everyone to take this day as they need to take the day. But don't forget, not only did we lose that day around 3,000 people, but I know in New York City alone, we've lost 500 first responders since 9/11 2001.
Wow.
From 9/11 related illnesses. 241 NYPD officers have died, more than 10 times the number killed in the World Trade Center attack. 202 FDNY members have died of illnesses related to their service September 11th. In the attack itself, 343 members of the FDNY died. 22 members of FDNY have died of 9/11 related illnesses just since 9/11 last year. 22 members of the FDNY have passed away in the past year. So today, their names will be added to the FDNY World Trade Center Memorial Wall. So these are the men and women who, they get kittens out of trees and they keep us from people burning down our houses. And then when the house catches on fire, they put out the fire. I mean, these are the heroes, and we honor them today. And of course, those that we've lost, the families are still dealing with it. Having a birthday. I know we were reading today about some kids who were born to people who were lost in the World Trade Center and in Shanksville and the Pentagon. And it happened on the day they were born. There's so many different stories. But anyway, it is 9/11. And we'll do it again next year. We'll observe the same way next year. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wait. What's today? Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's almost here. All right. Wedding weekend's here this weekend. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm starting to understand why couples start to get a little anxious leading up to the wedding. And I'm a little anxious. I know if Alex, even though he's asleep downstairs, passed out, I know he was a little anxious yesterday, too. And we can't really figure out why. So our friend Mikey Russo, our wedding planner, is with us. Mikey, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking every penny out of my bank account.
Oh, stop.
It's not funny, Danielle.
I think it's hysterical. It's
like all your money.
It's like he knows to the penny how much I have in there, then he sends me a bill for that amount.
Yes, I'm
like,
Mikey.
Oh, we need to add something else.
Jeez.
That might still happen.
Anyway, why do you find that all the couples you work with roll into this mode of anxiety and they can't really explain why? Because I don't know why I'm anxious.
Yes, 100%.
Why?
It's because you've never done this before and it's so unexpected. So you don't know the emotions that you're going to have.
Well, hopefully he'll never do it again after this.
Yes. Yeah, we're hoping.
No, and I will give you the biggest piece of advice, and I tell this to all of my couples.
Oh, please do. You know, if anyone has advice for this, it's you.
And for everyone listening, do not stress out. Literally, everything's planned accordingly. So we did our job. Of course, things will pop up along the way that's unforeseen, but everything's totally planned. And the one thing my clients always say after, they're like, I don't know why I stressed out. And I'm like, I told you that.
And well, if something little goes wrong, it's not a big deal. At the end of the day, you're marrying your best friend, and that's what's the most important thing.
Well, I'm into that. And we're not stressed. We're just anxious.
Yeah. Well, it's because you've never experienced this before, so it's just something new.
I don't know. Yeah, like what's scary? Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Danielle.
It's like when you're pregnant for the first time.
Oh, dear God.
I'm not even kidding you. You call the doctor's office every other day. When you feel the littlest cramp, you call, I feel a cramp. This is happening. The second, third baby, you're like, oh, yeah, what? Okay, no. It's a cramp.
I mean, wouldn't it be funny, though, if just a chandelier just came crashing down in the middle?
No, it would not be funny.
No, we don't laugh.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
I don't mean it like a big...
You're an ass, you know what.
I'm not saying to fall on people, but if something just fell on the dance floor and no. everyone just laughed and clapped, and wouldn't that add character to the party?
Scary, I don't want character added to my party via a crashing chandelier.
Wow, Scary.
Are you out of your friggin' mind, man? You are a douchebag.
Something small.
Give straight into the microphone.
Small, like a chandelier.
Clean up on the dance floor.
I have a question for Mikey.
What's that?
What is your plan, and I'm sure this has happened to you in the past, when someone, probably the bride or groom, has had too much to drink? Do you have an escape?
Has that ever happened? Because there's a good chance that's going to happen Saturday night.
No, so I keep a very close eye on my couples and just people in general around the party. So I'll just walk over and give them water. And I'm like, drink this. Okay. So I will keep you guys hydrated throughout
Alex.
The
evening. Yeah, and keep that for Alex. No, I just can't get near shots because, you know, Alex's buddies, they get crazy. They want to do shots. I'm like, I can't do that.
Well, that and also people are so nervous. Couples are so nervous when they're getting married that they're just their first instinct is to have a drink.
Oh, you know? Lord. Well, we do that, you know, every night. We call that a Thursday. Anyway, it's scary. Well, I want a chandelier to fall.
I don't want anyone to get hurt. I'm just saying that maybe something humorous could happen during the party.
Humorous?
What is humorous?
What is so funny? What is so knee-slapping funny about a chandelier falling on a wedding?
You need something to make it even more memorable than it already
is. Well, we have...
Oh, no. We have a lot
We have a surprise or two.
I can't wait.
Or four or six.
Danielle, look.
I'm like a little child.
Seriously. Once again, I hate talking about weddings, because I don't want to bore people with this crap.
No, I love it.
What is it you love? You're never going to get married. Why are you so interested in this?
I think that's part of the reason, because it's something that I'm never going to go through in my own life. But also, I just love love. I like when people are in love and do something for the first time, and you're changing your life, and you're committing to a person that you care about. I think it's awesome. And I like looking at all the stuff Mikey's doing, and I think about other weddings, and yes, I compare them in my head. I love it.
And it's nice to see the expression of love just in general. Mm-hmm. I think most people are so guarded with it. So wedding day, that's, I think, where people have a lot of anxiety because they're so vulnerable and exposed in front of their closest family and friends.
Well, I love that my brothers and my sisters-in-law and my nephews and nieces are going to be sitting there, and they're going to look up there and go, oh, my God, that guy up there is kissing Uncle Elvis.
Yeah. But I think that's the other beautiful part about weddings is like you really see the entire life of these people who are getting married. You're in a room with what is important to them and all the people important to them. I love that.
What? Scary what?
Okay, maybe the chandelier's a little harsh.
What about
an innocent slip on a banana peel?
I hope it's you.
No one's going to slip on a banana peel.
I think we're going to wind up tripping you at the wedding.
Can I tell a funny story?
What, Danielle?
It wasn't at a wedding. wedding, though, but I wish Froggy was here. So I was at Nathan's getting a hot dog once. This woman, she slipped on the sauerkraut on the ground. Wait. Her tray of hot dogs and her went into the garbage can head first, and you saw were these two little feet sticking out.
That did not happen.
I swear to God, right in front of me. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
God, I would never. By the way, Danielle, the question's already coming in. You know when you got married, Danielle, what was the first question everyone started asking you at the wedding?
When you're having kids.
God. Okay, so someone just sent a text message. When you having kids? Believe me, we've tried.
Something's not working.
Yeah. Let's see. My best friend and I are crashing a friend of a friend's reception this week, and we have a plan to make them happy. We crashed. Okay, good. On the wedding day, the limo door didn't close. It was the wrong cake and the wrong music, but I bet they had a good time anyway.
Yeah. Again, those are like silly things that can possibly go wrong.
Yeah.
But like, whatever.
I don't care.
You know?
I was a wedding DJ once, and I was supposed to play a song as the bride and groom were walking down the aisle, and it was on an iPod shuffle, and it shuffled to DMX. As we were walking down the aisle. And I didn't know what to do, so I just unplugged the speaker.
You're
going to
make
me
act a fool.
That's exactly what it was. It was Party Up. And it was the dirty version.
Yes.
And
it just happened to me.
Did it?
It did.
Thank God. When I unplugged it, there was just a loud buzz while they were walking down the aisle. And the bride started laughing so hard, I just wanted to die.
Let me tell you something right now. Mikey, are you in charge of the sound system people?
Elvis, yes.
You know us in radio.
We
have a problem with feedback.
Yes.
I hear one squeal of feedback, it's coming out of your salary.
Okay.
Mikey.
I better get my final bill in.
Come on, no feedback, please.
No feedback.
I just have to say, Mikey, without you, we would not be able to do this. And thank you for keeping us together. And I know I do text you like machine gun rapid pace, but sorry.
It's appreciated.
So here we go. The weekend is almost here. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. The big wedding.
Yay.
We don't have a cake topper, by the way.
No.
Do you have a bottomer?
Wait, first of all, we almost didn't even have a cake.
Yeah, we didn't want a cake.
What? I'm like, you're having a wedding cake. There's no question.
You have to have a cake.
No, you don't. You see, all the things you say you have to have for the wedding, we don't want those things.
It's
we want to be different.
Luck if you don't squish it in Alex's face.
No. Alex is like, come on, you got to have the cake so I can cram it in your face. I said, I'm wearing Versace. You're not going to do that.
Versace can be dry cleaned. I told you that already.
Do not let him put cake on my face. Mikey? Okay. All right, we got to get into the three things we need to know. And what are they, Gandhi? What's going on right now?
Wide receiver Antonio Brown being accused of sexual assault. A woman claims he sexually assaulted her on three separate occasions after hiring her as a personal trainer. He is denying it. His team says, no, it was consensual. If you don't know who this guy is, we were talking about him the other day. He's the one who celebrated when he was released from his contract, and he just now signed with the New England Patriots. 18 years after the terror attacks on the Twin Towers, the largest legacy of firefighters are going to be graduating. So if you want to know what that means, it means they're the kids of firefighters who actually lost their lives as a result of the terror attacks. Again, biggest class ever, 13 of them. And finally, Elvis is very excited because Apple made their big announcement yesterday, and now you can take a Slofie.
I'm so excited.
You want to explain the Slofie?
It's a selfie video, and it's slow motion.
We have no idea why that's super necessary, but it is, and Scary's very excited as well. They're also going to have a new gaming subscription that'll launch November 1st. For $5, your entire family can play up to 100 mobile games. Those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Questions coming in. What's your number one piece of advice so far in this adventure, Elvis? I don't have a wedding.
Stop it.
Just go down to City Hall, and the most romantic part of the day will be walking through the metal detector.
Sounds romantic.
That's it. Someone said the DJ at my cousin's wedding got the bride's name wrong.
Oh, I didn't do that. Yes, I'm winning.
Make sure we don't do that. Everything went perfectly the day of our wedding, but everyone got food poisoning. So let's make sure we don't do that. Can you imagine everyone running to the bathroom taking a crap? With that said, let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
Oh, my gosh.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Oh, my God. Oh my
There's only one hot sauce that was able to convert me from my usual arsenal, Cholula. Their newest flavor, Sweet Habanero, packed such a punch that it actually made me smile. I loved it. With 6 flavors to choose from, don't be afraid to upgrade to Cholula.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
About to get into another phone tap. You know, Dr. Osby do these prank phone calls.
I know.
This poor lady, I don't know how we're doing with her. Grandma Irene. We phone tapped her twice in 2 weeks. She fell for it. And now,
Third time's a charm.
Garrett's going to phone tap her for the third time. What happened?
Yes, all right. So Tracy wants to phone tap her lovely grandma, Irene, for the third time. So she knew she would be able to get her because Tracy's been trying to hook grandma up with other senior citizens that are single, just like her.
Right.
So I start the call to Grandma Irene as, a guy looking for love as well.
All right, let's see what happens. The third time you guys have phone tapped Grandma Irene. Let's listen in.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Irene, please.
That's me.
Oh, hey, Irene. My name's Fulton. I met your granddaughter Tracy over at the supermarket a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And she said I should give you a call.
Okay.
I think I would love to set up something where you and I can get together and see if, we hit it off. I saw your picture, and I think you are beautiful.
I think you got the wrong number. No.
Irene, listen, I am 22 years old.
What?
I go.
You say 22? Did I hear you right?
Yeah.
22?
Yes, 22 years old, soon to be 23 within the next 2 months. But I don't know if you know what GILF is, but I am totally thinking you're a GILF right now, so.
A what?
A GILF.
What the hell does that mean?
No, don't worry about that. I think you and I should go out on a lovely date. Could start off at the park. I'll get a nice loaf of bread, and we could feed the birds. You know, go out for some dinner. I heard you love pasta. You know,
who told you I love pasta?
Well, your granddaughter did, of course. We had a long conversation. I know more about you probably than you even know.
What do you mean you know more about me then?
I know that you love to pick daisies on a Tuesday, as do I, and I would love to make love to you in those daisies one day.
Huh? The hell's wrong with you?
Well, nothing. I am...
Do you know how old I am?
Yes, I do, and I think that's what is attracting me more to you the
Why
more
don't you
we talk.
Date girls your own age? Why do you want older women for?
Why? Because...
What's wrong with you?
I've heard you used to be a pinup model, and I think that is totally attractive.
Get yourself a therapist instead of a new girlfriend.
Listen, I heard you love Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz says that you need sex in your life to keep on living. So I think, why not?
Dr. Oz has a wife that's the same age as he is.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, you and I could break the barrier of that. I think you and I could be a trend-setting couple. We could do great things.
Listen, you little pervert, I don't want you calling me anymore. I don't want to meet you. I don't want to hear about your sick ideas. And hopefully you go find yourself a psychologist because you need help. Really need help.
I just baked a lovely cheesecake because I know that's your favorite. And I think you would love to know the fact that I have 2 tickets to go see Dr. Oz.
No, I'm not going to Dr. Oz. I'm not going to Dr. Oz. Leave me alone. Stay away from me. I'm not some kind of whore that you can buy off with the Dr. Oz tickets and a cheesecake.
I think if you get to experience the tickler from me, I think you would change your mind.
The what?
The tickler.
What the hell is that?
Hey, Grandma.
Tracy, what are you doing on the phone? Tracy, are you with that pervert right now? Get away from him. Run.
I wouldn't say that I'm with him right now.
No, Irene, she's not with me.
Good,
because
you're a pervert. I wouldn't want her anywhere near you.
Now's a good time to tell you you've been phone tapped yet again.
No. Hi, Grandma.
Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Don't you got anything better to do than keep doing this to me?
You seem to change your mind a little bit when you brought up those Dr. Oz tickets, Grandma. I don't know.
I didn't. I wasn't going to go with some purpose to see Dr. Oz.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yep. Yo, what's going on?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, it is wedding week.
Yes.
I'm totally calm. Is my hand shaking?
Are you? Just a little, Elvis, just a little.
No, that's not from nerves from the wedding. That's from, I need a cocktail.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Cool.
I got the shakes from last night. Anyway, one last Danielle report. Danielle, go.
All right, we're excited. because it looks like Rihanna might be playing Poison Ivy in the movie with Robert Pattinson as Batman. There's also reports that we'll get a lot of villains like Catwoman, Penguin, the Riddler. You know me. I love a film that has lots of villains in it. So
I love villains.
Me too. They're my
favorite. What's that, Gandhi?
Absolutely. The villains are my favorite part of anything.
Yeah, me too. A Very Brady renovation had over 3 million people check it out. Biggest audience on HGTV since the series finale of Fixer Upper last year. Wow. So people were loving that. I told you yesterday that this was going to happen. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer announcing a joint tour. It's going to launch next summer, and each of them released some new music from upcoming albums. J-Lo is getting ready, I think, to make an announcement that she'll be headlining Super Bowl halftime. That is going to be incredible. That will be the best Super Bowl halftime show ever.
How'd you say her name again?
J-Lo. That's right. J-Lo, yeah.
Just checking.
And Jennifer Aniston, she's been around a while. 30 years she's actually been doing this acting thing, and she says she feels like it's just about to really bloom.
The reason I'm asking, if Jennifer Lopez is J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston is Jen-ass. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is everyone looking at me like that?
Or Jen-Ann.
All right, we'll be back.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When it comes to finding the perfect gift, it's a basket from Tate's Bake Shop. It's the perfect answer. Of course, it's filled with their signature crispy and buttery chocolate chip cookies and more. Visit Tate'sBakeShop.com. Use the promo code Elvis. You get 20% off your purchase.